much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
We win so radically in our underwear before our first cup of coffee, it's scary.
Will you please shut up?
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
V.I.G. Ah!
It's Friday, Friday. Gotta get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend, weekend. Friday, Friday. Getting down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, weekend, weekend.
I wear a lot of Axe body spray. But I live in a black neighborhood and it's called Ask Body Spray. And if you don't get that joke, then you're not racist.
It was really just a visual paradise.
That Kevin smell.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Don't go away. Why would you?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
I'm very glad.
Roll up.
Some more joints.
This seems to be about to quit.
Rusty.
Trombone.
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
Listen, guy who hates things he doesn't understand.
Nope.
Roll.
Roll.
Mumford, Tennessee, hello.
Just like the other one.
Spectacular!
This one seems to be about to end.
Hey, let it probe. Uranus!
I don't have another cent.
You know, I don't mean to be negative in any way, but a little person, yeah, little brain.
Well, shame on you.
Just pass it around.
Hi, it's Vince with ShamWow.
Does that mean?
I just pass it on down.
And now,
everybody take off your shirts. Let's get this party started.
Our feature presentation.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
Right?
Friday. Yeah. Right? 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 Well, it says party more than this. She's saying it a lot.
It is Friday.
Yeah.
That song exists still.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is a Friday morning.
You sound disappointed you have not been able to eliminate that from the world.
Well, I don't think it's possible. I don't think we have that kind of power. If we did, it would be great. I mean,
there'd be a lot of songs that wouldn't be. It wouldn't be awesome if they came to you with a list and you could say you could erase all songs.
Yeah.
Every song that you hate, you could erase.
It would, except for I think my music. I don't trust my musical taste enough that I wouldn't do that for most bands just because. Because
you'd hurt so many other people?
Yeah. Just because I know I'm in the minority on a lot of different things. So when it comes to music, I don't trust my own taste. But that song, gone.
You're good.
That one can be agreed on. Yeah. I was watching American Idol last night. Hard to believe. And Will.i.am came out from the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, he's good.
Now, the Black Eyed Peas.
They're good.
I'm sad Psycho Mike's not here to have my back on this again. But they are one of the worst bands in the history of the world. And one of the most popular bands in the history of the world.
Yeah, I don't hate them that much.
But I don't.
But I can
get
see
it
why
at
you do.
All their songs are so stupid.
They are. Yeah.
He came out and did a song last night with Jamie Foxx, who, by the way, is no great musical talent of his own. He has a recording career because he is a very, very good actor.
Yeah.
And they did a song from this animated Rio movie that they have, and there was nothing redeeming about it. There was not one thing that was good about it. Yet there it was on national television for an audience of 20 million people for 4 minutes. I don't understand. It's the Emperor Has No Clothes situation.
Where did they do it? What?
American Idol.
Oh, I'm sorry, American Idol. Okay.
Yeah, American Idol. Will.i.am and Jamie Foxx come out and just do shh right on my TV.
Yeah. Well, they would,
you know what I mean?
They would certainly never put Will I Am through, I'll tell you that. He would not make it through that process.
That's a good point.
I mean, I guess if you live in a world with 6 billion people, not everybody has to be on board. You only have to have enough people on board to make something popular. And yeah, it's fine that people have different tastes and you can like something that's different than what somebody else likes. Except for the Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, they don't bug me that much, but I can see why they bug you. I mean, it is worthless music, but they usually have pretty good beats, pretty good hooks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't hate them.
I mean, you know, and it's not like I'm just hating on pop music or dance music, because there's a lot of that stuff that I really enjoy that I think is really well crafted and well produced and well sung and everything.
Like Kesha.
Right. But everything, but isn't, I mean, honestly, isn't Kesha, seriously, Kesha is Trent Reznor compared to the Black Eyed Peas, isn't she?
No.
What, are you telling me you don't think she's way better than the Black Eyed Peas?
That's what I'm telling you, yes. She's horrible compared to the Black Eyed Peas.
She is. I'm agreeing with you 100%. She's horrible.
But you're putting a Black Eyed Peas below her, and I'm putting him above her.
Black Eyed Peas are 1,000 times worse than Kesha.
Please, no one's worse than Kesha, except for Rebecca Black.
Well, anyway, it was I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't understand it.
Well, we all have those bands. I have more than most, and then I'm just told, "Hey, why don't you be quiet?"
Right. Well, that's because I hate the Black Eyed Peas and they're terrible. You hate the Beatles. I mean, that's what's confusing.
But at least I can say, "Look, I don't enjoy the Beatles music. I wouldn't listen to it if I was in the radio. If it came on, I would change the station. But I understand I'm in the tiny minority." Mm-hmm. I get that. I get that they're important. I get everybody loves them. That's fine. That's good. It's just I don't like them.
Is it that you don't think their songs are good?
I don't know. I just don't like to listen to the music. I don't know.
What are we going to do with this one, Lisa?
I don't know.
No, I'm just saying, but I understand my place in the world. You know what right. I mean? Like, everyone loves the Beatles. It may be the most influential band ever. I get that. So you people enjoy. I'm not trying to take them away from you.
Right. You'll just be sitting over here with your Black Eyed Peas.
Yeah, just be listening to the Black Eyed Peas.
All right, you get a choice. You got 2 radio stations to choose from.
Oh, please.
And the answer can't be turn the radio off. The Black Eyed Peas are playing, they're playing an hour of Black Eyed Peas music over here. They're playing an hour of Beatles music over there. What do you do?
Peas.
What's happening?
How much you hate them?
I don't hate them. It's just I don't like their music. I mean, it is you are choosing the lesser of two evils.
Yeah.
But you would listen to the Black Eyed Peas over the Beatles for an hour.
Yeah.
All right, I can't do this show anymore. I'm sorry. That's it. That's finally after all these years. We have our breaking point.
Our breaking point.
That's it. Oh, my camel's dying. Gotta go. Oh. One too many straws. See everybody. Good night.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
I just want you to know that your whole relationship with me, everything about you was an offense to me and offended me and pissed me off.
I got it. Message received. Thank you. We got Steve-O coming in today.
Yes!
Yeah!
Who's better than Steve-O?
He's the best.
Steve-O's the best.
He is the best. He's going to come in talking about April Foolishness and Jackass 3.5, which comes out today.
Hmm. How about that? Now, this is online only?
Yes.
The movie comes out? What's up with that?
I'm not sure. And it's not even on Jackass World. It's on Juice, I think. J-O-U-S-T.
J as in Jamba Juice?
Yeah. And okay. Then O as in O.
Is it a pay situation or is
I don't
it just
know.
Streaming? Okay, we got to find out.
We'll have to find out, but yeah, I can't wait. It's going to be fantastic. So we have him coming in. We have Andrew Siciliano on talking about the Final Four,
mm-hmm.
which is tomorrow and Monday. 2 games tomorrow and then Monday night is the championship.
Great.
And then after the championship, they play that horrible song, One Moment in Time.
One
Shining Moment, that one. And then they do their little montage of all the great action.
And America weeps.
No one weeps, except for me, because that's a bad song. Movie Beat today. It's Friday. We are going to talk to somebody who is organizing and or playing in a Quidditch tournament this weekend. So
okay.
That's cool. I mean, who knew that they had already figured out how to fly on brooms? Who knew they had the technology, but it's happening.
These are little kids, and it's something that adults are putting on to make them happy because they love Harry Potter?
No. These, I believe, are young adults.
Oh, I see. Who should know better?
And they're split up into teams, and they play serious Quidditch, and it's a tournament.
I hope they wear outfits.
Well, of course they do.
I hope they dress up like their favorite Potter characters.
Did you see role models? Though you get the idea, it's like
yes.
those people in the park. We also have Amy Ryan on the program today.
Oh, I love her so much.
It's about a half hour from now. We have her. She's on The Office. She's also in the movie Win-Win. We're going to get a little preview of Charlie Sheen's live stage show. Can't wait for that. And we have tickets for you in the fancy schmancy section of Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness. So we got that coming up as well today, and cannibalism. So that's all today on an all-new Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Showbiz Beat next.
Ralph Garman, what about your Phillies kicking off the season today? What about that?
Who cares?
How can you not care about the Phillies?
Do not care. Not
You're caring. From Philadelphia.
Look at me. Look at my face. This is the not care face.
But Beanie doesn't like baseball, so it doesn't matter if that team is from Philly and he's from Philly.
There's almost no way they won't make the World Series this year with their pitching staff,
Great.
Ralph.
They're
going to have so much fun to root for them.
I may have a modicum of interest once the World Series begins.
No, not going to follow
their playoffs.
Unbelievable.
No. Win a championship, I'll be like, oh, great for the city. I will be interested in, on behalf of the fans in Philadelphia. But beyond that, I got bigger fish to fry.
Dude, the thing going on right now is
Stanley
the Flyers
Cup playoffs
are,
coming up.
Flyers are heading into the playoffs in like a week.
Yeah.
First in the East.
Whoa. Not just,
No, that's great.
It's a big deal.
Awesome. I get that. I totally get that. There's not room in your life to also pull for your Phillies?
He doesn't like baseball.
I don't have time to wade through 400 games to see what happens to their season.
You're a bad person.
People could not like baseball.
You're a bad person.
All right.
I'm very cranky today. I'm warning you now.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm very cranky today. Yes. Today I'm very cranky.
Oh, today.
All right, good.
I noticed he didn't have his usual sunny disposition talking about death and other things that are just butterflies and puppies.
How much do we love actress Amy Ryan, by the way?
All?
Right, all.
Yes.
She's coming up right after the top of the hour. Of course, she's Holly, Michael Scott's girlfriend on The Office, and she's in this new movie called Win-Win with Paul Giamatti, and it looks amazing. So we'll be talking to her about all of that coming up here on The Kevin and Bean Show. First, Ralph has the Showbiz Beat for a Friday. What's going on?
She's taking Michael away from us, by the way. I'm not sure we should be so nice to her.
Oh, she's a bad lady.
That's true. She is taking him to Colorado or something because her mom's sick. Whatever. Mm-hmm. Now what's going to happen? Get stuck with some Yahoo.
She cares about her mom more than us.
And a Carrot Top's going to come in and be the boss of Dunder Mifflin. I don't need it.
Did you see Carrot Top?
Yeah, they just announced it. Yeah. No. Yeah, he's the one.
No.
Before I get to showbiz news, let me give away some passes to the very special advanced screening that we're having for Hannah. New action-adventure film starring Cate Blanchett and Eric Bana. Looks terrific. It's one of the best trailers I've seen in a long time, by the way.
Good.
It's at the Arclight Theater in Hollywood. A beautiful place to see a movie. Thursday, April the 7th is the date. It's in theaters everywhere Friday, April 8th, the very next day. But if you'd like to see it before anybody else, call right now. 1-800-520-1067. First three callers at that number who get through to say hi to Chip will get a pair of passes. Because that's how I roll. Next week, by the way, all week long, I'll be giving away passes to the premiere of Kevin Smith's Red State at
fantastic.
The Wiltern Theater.
Does that star anyone we know? Or?
It stars a lot of people you know. Melissa Leo, Oscar winner. She's good. In it. Michael Parks, John Goodman, Kevin Pollak.
Excellent.
Yeah.
All right.
A lot of good
Those
people.
Are all the good actors in it?
No, not all of them. There's many good actors. Nicholas Braun, Kyle Gallner.
Excellent.
Ralph Garman.
Never I'm
sorry? Ralph Garman.
I don't know.
Oh, the Garmy's going to be coming out for this one.
Yes, man. They will. Garmy Strong. Mike, the Situation Sorrentino.
Yes.
Did you watch the reunion last night?
No.
Oh,
I didn't know there was a reunion last night.
Jersey Shore reunion?
Aw.
They get together and rehash the entire season.
Laquisha
and
didn't
clips.
Tell me that. Well, when I have to give her a piece of my mind.
You're going to have to. The Situation, when he does personal appearances, Life and Style magazine got a hold of his contract rider.
Yeah.
The spiffs he's got to get in order for him to show up for your event.
Yes.
Where he's already making, I don't know, $10,000 or something just to show up at your party.
Yes.
Here's what he needs to have. This is what he demands when he agrees to make an appearance for you. This is the situation, by the way.
Okay.
This is not a man who's had a hit single or a successful TV series or a smash box office.
He has no talent whatsoever, right?
No.
Can't come and do it. He's not going to tell jokes or do magic or sing. He just stands around and drinks.
Right.
Okay.
Well, he shows his abs, Bean.
Here's the contract writer.
Diminish that.
He demands to be greeted at the airport. And given a security detail.
What?
He needs a security detail
a
of
security
his own.
A security guard.
No, detail.
A detail.
Yes. He gets 24 cans of Red Bull upon arrival, 2 bottles of high-end champagne, and half a dozen bottles of Devotion vodka. I believe that's the vodka he promotes that has the protein in it or something.
So you have to go out and buy basically his product to give to him. Okay.
And by the way, Kevin, if you're paying for an appearance, he, in the rider, states he refuses to show off his abs.
What?
At no point during the appearance will he raise his shirt and show off his six-pack.
Yeah, he's always been against that.
There's his one talent that now he won't do at personal appearances.
What the
hell? You can't stop him from showing his abs most of the time.
Well, apparently if you pay him, that's the only way to stop him, is to pay him to do it.
Wow.
So there's your situation, Ryder. That used to be your radio name, didn't it?
It was,
Situation Ryder. A lot of people are still rattled by the earthquake in Japan. Not just the Japanese, but those of us here in the States as well. Of course, Los Angeles is well known as earthquake country. And Ashton Kutcher has announced he is the best prepared celebrity in Hollywood for the big one.
I didn't realize it was a race, but all right.
He did an article in In Touch Weekly where he talks about how he spent just this past couple weeks $4,000 on survival gear. So when the big one hits, he'll be ready. He's got emergency blankets, hand-powered radios, water rations, ready-to-eat meals. He is completely ready to survive while the rest of us are looting and pillaging, trying to get by.
Well, he's a dick for talking about it. However, I bet 95% of people in earthquake country are not prepared for the earthquake. They just don't even do it.
It's probably a strange thing to brag about, though.
Yes. I just know we're all going to Ashton's house if anything goes down. He's just made himself target number one. That's all.
We're going to loot.
Right. We're going to go in and take his woman, too.
Take his crossbow and his woman.
That's right. Speaking of taking your woman, even celebrities have celebrity free passes.
Oh, really? For that,
you know that game.
Special?
They got a list or one or two celebrities where if you have the chance to have sex with them, you get a free pass from your spouse. Seth Rogen's fiance apparently has a celebrity free pass.
Okay.
She's going to marry Seth Rogen.
Mm-hmm.
But she's reserving the right.
Is this in the prenup? They put this in the prenup?
Apparently, I don't know if it's actually a legal document, but it has been brought up. That his fiance, Lauren Miller, she gets a celebrity free pass with Patrick Dempsey.
Okay.
Oh, she's got a celebrity crush on the Dr. Mick Sweaty from Grey's Sing-Along.
That's it.
He said it doesn't bother him. He's not threatened.
Yeah.
He says, I look forward to watching her try not to have sex with him. So, even celebrities aren't immune from their spouses looking at other people going, I'd rather have sex with that person.
My guess
of you.
Is that discussion is had, and you know, the consenting party always says okay because they just go, yeah, what are the chances you're going to ever have?
But if you're Seth Rogen, Patrick Dempsey, you very well could run into him at some party.
Could be.
Next thing you know, he's got your wife by the hand going off into the cloakroom.
And you can't do anything about it?
You can't do anything!
Nope. You've given her pre-approval.
Here's some Broadway news just for Lisa. I like to make her morning with a little Broadway news.
Thank you.
Don't feel like you have to.
Brooke Shields has joined the cast of the Addams Family musical.
Okay.
It's a big hit on Broadway.
Mm-hmm.
Nathan Lane and Baby Neuwirth originated the roles. Now Roger Rees is taking over the role of Gomez, and Brooke Shields will play Morticia Addams in the Broadway musical. You guys know the Addams Family.
Of course.
Remember that TV special you did
where
you got a countdown of all the Addams Family?
It wasn't us. You keep getting us mixed
episodes.
Up.
I think it was for Thanksgiving. It was the Thanksgiving Addams Family
was
Marathon.
That is.
You guys
that was
hosted,
Mark and Brian.
You were running around Hollywood trying to find Uncle Fester. Remember that?
It was,
hilarious comedy.
How dare you?
Oh, it is a cardboard stand-up of Mr. Goodrich. Is this Uncle Fester? No, it's not. How about this dude? Is this dude Uncle Fester on the street? No. He's not. It was hilarious.
You're mistaken. You're just making...
Maybe next hour I'll dig up some clips. I'll bring them in. We'll see who it was.
Don't feel like you need to.
See if we can recognize any voices on that special.
Because Brooke Shields is going to Broadway, you have to humiliate us?
Look.
No. He has to...
Either cop to it or not.
All right, it was us.
Okay now.
But if we say it was us, you can't play the audio.
All right. Fair enough.
It was us. It was Bean.
John Mellencamp and Stephen King are collaborating on a Broadway musical.
I'm sorry?
John Mellencamp and Stephen King are developing a Broadway musical together.
So Stephen King's writing
the
plot
book,
line.
The book, as they say, the script, and John Mellencamp will be writing all the music. I can't think of anything I'd like to see less.
Wow, that sounds terrible.
It'll be called Ghost Brothers of Darkland County.
Okay.
Looks like something should be in the video vault.
Yeah.
Apparently it's based on a short story by Stephen King. And T-Bone Burnett will be the show's musical director.
Well, he is talented.
Set to open up in Atlanta in 2012 and then head its way to Broadway. So,
okay.
There you go. Interesting fallout over American Idol. No. Oh, man.
I'm going to put that in the file, please. Yeah, that'd be
come
great.
Come on!
Kevin is rarely in the file, but it seemed like he wanted to be in the file with that. Yeah, there's no other explanation for saying
it. Hold up, boy! You guys get it?
Blowback over an episode of American Idol.
Because of the Black Eyed Peas appearing?
No, not because of the Black Eyed Peas. I can't believe you actually watched that. I fast-forwarded right through that.
Oh, my God. It was so bad. You can't believe how bad it was, Ralph.
But the you know what was good? The duets they were making the contestants do.
Yeah, that was a new approach on the
new
show.
New wrinkle,
sure. I liked
and
that.
I thought the music was real good. Some of them sounded better in those duets than they had ever sounded when they performed solo.
Not interested.
But Kevin, Naima and Thea Magia both got voted on.
What? What?
Sounds like I'm talking about a Star Trek episode.
What are their names?
Naima and Thea Magia.
Not interested.
When you put it that way, it does sound like a silly show.
Yeah. Anyway, this week, James Durbin did Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, the Elton John song. This
guy, he's your favorite, Kevin. He's the guy with Tourette's.
Okay. He's got Tourette's, but he also has an amazing rock voice. He sounds like Steven Tyler and Axl Rose had a love child.
No kidding.
I mean, this guy just blows the doors off the place.
All right.
Anyway, he was doing Saturday Night's All Right for Fighting, and there was a lot of pyrotechnics in the show, and they asked him if he was nervous about the performance. And he said, only the fact that I've got a lot of hairspray in, and this piano catches on fire at one point in the act. And he said, I was afraid I was going to have a Pepsi moment. Referring, of course, to the famous Michael Jackson commercial shoot where the pyrotechnics went off and his hair went up in flames, remember?
Went on fire, yeah. He had bad burns.
Well, Kevin.
What?
The Jackson family.
Oh, the Jackson family.
Michael's dad, Joe Jackson, said that he is furious. And the Jackson family also furious that not only would someone make a comment like that, but that Fox didn't cut that reference out of the West Coast Idol feed after the live show.
It was a completely appropriate reference to the situation.
He's furious. He was saying that that was bad, and he doesn't want that to happen to him,
too.
Right.
He's afraid
how is that of so offensive?
A fire on
furious.
Set.
Furious. Oh, what an idiot.
How can you even bring up such an incident on our king that has passed?
Please.
You know who else is furious? The producers of Idol, by the way, because they're brought to you by Coke.
Oh.
So at the moment, they were too pleased with his comment, either. Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Singer Susan Boyle, speaking of singing competitions, she is 50 years old today. She's only 50.
I sort of have a boner.
Wow, a lot of sound going on for Susan Boyle.
Why don't we have a drum roll?
I don't know. Are you expecting something big to happen, Pete?
Because it's right next to Chewbacca. Oh. I'm telling you, I'm all discombobulated today. I got troubles.
Wow, that's weird.
Rapper and actor Method Man is 40 years old today. Sam Huntington from Superman Returns played Jimmy Olsen in that show. He's also in Jungle to Jungle. He's leading that movie. He's 29 years old today. And Matt Lanter of 90210 is 28 years old. I have to check my sources. I don't see it on this list here. But I believe also that the actress who plays Clark's dad on Smallville, Annette O'Toole, has also been in a bunch of movies. I think she celebrates her birthday today as well.
But Dave didn't know who she was. Apparently she didn't make the list. Right?
Oh, I don't know O'Toole. I don't know anyone named O'Toole. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Thanks for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We'll talk to a guy who's been living with a tribe of cannibals. He's doing a special for Nat Geo. That's next hour here on the Kevin and Bean Show, and it's Friday. That means the movie beat as well. And why are adults participating in a Quidditch tournament? What's going on in the world? Come on. First, though, there's a short list of people who, if they're in it, I go see it. And Amy Ryan is on that list. She is in a new film that opens up everywhere today with the great Paul Giamatti that is called Win Win. I don't believe we've ever had Miss Ryan on the program before, although we love her so much. Here she is for the first time. Hi, Amy. Welcome.
Hi. Good morning.
We're so excited to talk to you. We're ridiculously huge fans, and congratulations on all the success. Thanks a lot for coming on, and Win Win looks amazing.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, it's a really great movie. I like this one a lot.
My wife went to see it, and she will not stop talking about you. I'm like, all right, Amy Ryan was good in the movie. I got it.
No, you don't understand. She was really good.
tell your wife, thank you.
Yeah, I will.
You know, let's tell people what Win Win is about. And it comes from writer-director Tom McCarthy, who's, by the way, another one of those guys who every time he makes a movie, The Station Agent he did, The Visitor he did. I mean, he has a way of making movies that seem so real, and you get the feeling that these characters really exist. I mean, I don't know how he does it. He's just such a talented writer. But what? Tell us about Win Win.
Yeah, Win Win is it's a story about this suburban New Jersey couple who... played by Paul Giamatti and myself, who are like, you know, many people right now struggling, you know, just getting from paycheck to paycheck. And this young teenage boy shows up on their doorstep. He's also turns out to be a wrestler. And so we take him in, and Paul, who moonlights as the high school wrestling coach, enrolls Alex onto the team, so his character. But it's a comedy. It's kind of a sports movie. It's a real character study at suburban New Jersey people without making fun of them or condescending towards them. It's just not like the Jersey Shore kind of crowd.
Sure. Let's not disparage them, first of all. is it a rule in Hollywood that you have to put Paul Giamatti in a movie? In every movie.
He's not in enough movies. What are you talking about, Kevin? I wish he were in more movies.
He's fantastic, but he does get around, but it's hard to keep up. I mean, this one seems like it's starting a little bit smaller and few theaters, right?
Right, and then we open nationally April 15th.
Fantastic.
Does Paul Giamatti's character get to be happy at any point in the movie? Because I always find myself feeling so sad for him when I watch his films, because his life always seems to suck.
I know, but I think Tom McCarthy, said to Paul in the beginning of filming, he's like, this isn't life for other characters. This guy is actually really content with his life. Right now, he just has this little bit of financial trouble going on, but he's got no dark secrets. He's done nothing wrong in the past, or not like the usual Paul Giamatti character. One thing, again, he kept saying to us both, like, this is a happily married couple, they can fight and they're not going to break up. And I think that's depicted really well on screen.
It's funny, I have a clip from the movie, and it's Paul trying to calm you down. You apparently are ready to just raise holy hell. Here's the clip.
The position to take care of another kid right now.
Well, I don't care. I'm not sending him back there. I can't.
Makes me so angry and so damn sad to see him in this situation. He's just a kid.
I know.
I want to go to Ohio and beat the crap out of his mom.
Okay, come on.
I want to beat the crap out of her and her stupid boyfriend.
Okay.
I'm serious.
I know you are. I don't think that beating the crap out of everybody is the best solution, that's all.
It feels like it.
Yeah.
I love a character where that's the first thought of how to solve problems.
Okay. I know, she's a really good mom.
I'm going to go beat the crap out of people. Yeah.
This is the voice of actress Amy Ryan. You're listening to The Kevin and Bean Show. We're talking about the new film called Win-Win that opens up today with Amy and Paul Giamatti. And what a blessing as an actress to be able to go from something like The Office that you had so much success on for the last few seasons and then go into a movie like this. I mean, I think the actors that we have on, a lot of times when something ends, they worry that something else is not going to begin. But it worked out well for you.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, and I agree. It is a blessing. I feel so lucky to work with the people that I get to work with.
Yeah, but you hitched your wagon to the wrong person on that Office, If you were in love with someone else, you'd still be on the program.
I know, right?
Yeah.
Are you keeping in touch with those guys? You must have made a lot of friends with that cast.
Yeah, actually, I do. I keep up with them, mostly like text and emails and find out what's happening in their lives. But yeah, really, they're such a good group. I miss them all.
It does seem like they have a genuinely good time, and you don't get that feeling about all casts on all shows, but them, it really does seem like they're having a great time.
A show that's on for that long, people start to, combust when they're in a job that long, but as actors, I should say, they're a really good group.
That's great. Well, I taped last night's Office. I saw last week's, of course, which was their proposal. Are you on last night, or are you gone on my TV right now?
No, I believe a phone call, I'm gone.
Oh. Okay. All right, The Office without Amy Ryan airs Thursday nights at 9 on NBC, and the film is called Win-Win with Amy Ryan and Paul Giamatti in theaters starting today. Amy, great to have you on. Have a fantastic weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you. You too.
Thank you.
Tomorrow night, sold out, Gibson Amphitheater, Universal City, California. It's Kevin Bean's third annual April Foolishness concert. You've been hearing about it. It is finally here. Tickets are gone. Although, I did get confirmation yesterday about those production holds, Kevin. They were released, and there may still be a few available. If you want to go on to Ticketmaster right now or go to KevinBean.com for details, you might still be able to buy the last couple of seats for the show tomorrow night. And either way, we have the pair in the fancy schmancy section to give away later on today's all-new Kevin and Bean Show.
Tomorrow night, not sold out, is Charlie Sheen doing a show on the stage in Detroit.
That's right.
Now, my theory is that he has nothing new and that he's going to get through two shows, he's going to get booed enough, and he's just going to pull the plug on the whole thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think there's someone on the phone who would disagree with you, and his name is Charlie Sheen, and he is on to promote his Violent Torpedo of Truth, Defeat Is Not an Option tour on the Kevin and Bean Show right now. Hey, Charlie.
Winning.
Right,
that's
winning.
Right. Sold out, winning. Thank you.
Not really sold Bye-bye. Out as much as the scalpers bought them all, and now they're having trouble unloading them on the secondary market because nobody's buying them.
That's what the trolls and losers would have you believe, but in reality, I've sold it out. Bye-bye.
Well, you can go Charlie online.
Sheen. Charlie Sheen.
You can go online and find tickets everywhere. It's not hard at all, and they're not expensive.
Well, if your mind is not evolved enough to recognize the truth of the matter, then there's nothing I can do, okay. Troll,
okay,
loser.
So it's, all right, so it's us.
So
it's
what?
Bye-bye.
All right, so what about your stage show? Tell us what
comedy. Comedy.
Like what, though? Did you write jokes?
Hey, you know why everyone's so tired on April 1st?
No.
Because they've just finished a march of 31 days. Winning.
Okay, is that
you use that one tomorrow
blood.
Night?
Tiger blood, winning.
All right, we've heard Tiger blood and winning. I'm suggesting that that's not going to get win your fans over on stage.
What's the difference between a TV and a newspaper?
A TV and a newspaper. I don't know.
You ever tried swatting a fly with a TV? Loser. Roll.
All right. Okay, but this isn't an Indian casino 25 years ago. People are going to be expecting something new, something modern, something that's Charlie Sheen-erific.
What is green and has three goddesses?
I don't know.
Grass. I lied about the goddesses.
That's not even a joke.
Winning. Charlie Sheen. Charlie
Sheen. Okay. This incredible ride that you have been on is about to flame out. I think that's what Kevin is saying, is you are going to realize that people don't like you that much. People are bored with you, and they're tired of everything that you have to say.
Speaking of which, why did the Warlock's bicycle fall over? Because it was too tired. That's two tires. Yeah. Winning by tire. By tires.
Right.
Winning.
Are you regretting
tire
now?
Tire over here. Winning.
Right. Two tires, right? Are you regretting not flying to Detroit, Kevin, to see the show in person?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact.
Why do I go to bed with three women every night?
I give up.
Because the bed won't come to me. Winning.
Wow.
Goddesses.
Okay.
Sober.
Stop with the winning and the goddesses and the tiger
Warlock.
Blood.
Okay.
Here's the thing, Charlie. Here's the thing. We've heard the Warlock. We've heard the winning. We got it. That's all you've been saying for a month now.
How do you cure a headache?
I give up.
Put your head through a window and the pain will just disappear. Winning.
Do you have time to rewrite, or is this in stone?
Why did Mickey Mouse take a trip into space?
I don't know.
Because he wanted to find Pluto. Winning.
Okay.
Looking for his friend.
Right. Because got of it. Dog. Right. All right.
Losers.
We got to go. We got to go, Charlie. How many of these, what do you got, like 20 dates planned already? How many of the shows do you think you'll actually end up doing?
Why do Eskimos do their laundry in Tide?
Why?
Because it's too cold out Tide. Winning cold
okay.
Eskimos.
Just wait, yes.
Just stay in Detroit. Okay, we got to go, Charlie.
Rubbing noses to kiss.
Sounds like a great show. I wish
Winning.
I was going to. All right. Thank you.
Got an email from a Kevin Bean listener in Chris, who listens to us online in Detroit. He's offering to be our Charlie Sheen correspondent. He says he'll go to the show on Saturday night and maybe talk to us on Monday and tell us how it was.
Bring his cell phone and videotape it or something?
I don't know. Maybe
then,
he would. I'm sure lots of people do that. But
wouldn't we have to directly then support Charlie Sheen?
That's true.
Actually, no. No. If we get him from a scalper. They're supporting Charlie Sheen, and we're giving the money to
because they've already
scalper.
Bought those tickets. Right.
All right. We'll have to work on that.
I think we may have to look into that because, honestly, I'm dying to find out how bad it is this weekend.
Yes.
I really am.
Oh, it's going to be terrible.
All right. You are listening to the Kevin and Bean Show. Real live adults playing Quidditch. We'll talk to them next hour. Plus, we've got the movie beat because it's Friday. And our friend Steve-O, who's on the April Foolishness Bill tomorrow night, is going to be joining us in studio today on the release of Jackass 3.5, which is pretty big news. You can go to KevinandBean.com right now and you can see the post that I put up last night. It's been something that's been bugging me now for a few weeks. And last night it just got to the point of ridiculousness. I steps outside my door and I heard a noise that was so loud, so cacophonous, that I said, we've got to figure out. Every year I come in here and say, we've got to figure out a way to stop this thing from happening. So I asked Donna to take my phone and to shoot a video of me walking out of my house last night. into this noise.
We don't have to figure this out, by the way.
Here's well, I'm begging for help from the assembled. I don't care who the idea comes from. I need to figure out a way to make this living hell stop. Now, Kevin, you just watched my video. Do you want to describe it and tell folks what's going on?
The tree frogs and the noise that they make is worse than anything you've ever heard. It's like torture. Now, Bean is, he lives in his house and does the show from his house. Hey, that works out most of the time. But you know what are around his house? 10 billion tree frogs. And the noise, have you ever heard one of those high-pitched, like, fire alarms that's just so piercing you have to plug your ears? Every one of them can put out that much sound.
Oh, my God.
And in this video that you can see at KevinandBean.com, you see me standing in my house, and I open up the door, and you start to hear the frogs a little bit, right? And then I walk out onto the front porch, and they're a little bit louder. And then I start heading off toward the trees, and don't they just amaze you with how loud it is?
That's a deal breaker for me. I mean,
what do you do?
Move.
They're all over the Pacific Northwest.
I would move to someplace where they aren't.
Desert.
Yeah, haven't you tried everything? We took calls from listeners. We had ideas how to keep them, you know.
Yeah. Listeners in the past have called on the tree frog problem, and if you have any help, please call us right now at 1-800-520-1067.
Don't call. This is very funny.
Or at any time, please go to KevinBean.com, take a look at the post, and then you can offer suggestions in the
comment section.
Don't
offer suggestions. It's very funny.
But some of the suggestions that they had last year, I thought they were you know, punking me, because it was like, oh, put peanut butter on the trees and things like that. Stuff that just didn't make any sense. I just think they wanted to see what kind of stupid stuff I would do. Now, you can watch that video at KevinBean.com. Here's a little tape that I shot, I don't know, 3 or 4 years ago, a little audio rather, that I recorded 3 or 4 years ago of what the frogs sound like. If you think I'm just complaining for the sake of complaining, how bad can it really be? They're just frogs. Frogs are cute. Listen to this tape. All right, so that's how they start. And you go, well, that's a frog. I can handle a frog,
yeah, that's
right?
That's nothing.
That's nothing, right? Oh, wait, there's more.
Why do they all do it at the same time? Do we know?
I think it's some sort of a mating call. I think this is their courtship process.
It's a hell of a courtship.
Sure are a lot of frogs. And it goes like that all the time.
I think I would take my life.
God.
And you can't turn it off. Now, the only thing that works is if you walk out there toward, you know, to the trees and the pond and everything. All right,
hey,
we got it.
Turn it down a little. We don't live there. We don't have to
walk out there.
Turn it down like this.
And for a minute, they might stop when you approach, but then they start right back up again, and it never stops. It's most of the day and all of the night, all of the time. What am I doing? What should I be doing?
You're living in a bad place. Listen, I don't know. To me, that's a deal breaker. That would kill me. I have trouble sleeping anyway. Yeah, I can't imagine having that sound.
There are not, and of course, you know, it gets warm. It's in the 60s now, and it's starting to get to the point where you like leaving your window cracked a little bit when you go to bed at night, get a little fresh air, right?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just deafening. You got to turn the radio up so loud in order to be able to drown them out that you can't even sleep with that. So sometimes I end up sleeping down in the basement, but I don't know what to do.
Sleeping in the basement.
My God.
I do. I got a cot.
All right, first things first, you need a new sweatshirt. Okay. Then after that, you're screwed, dude. Cuz really there are, I mean, literally thousands, right? It's not.
Yes. Yes.
Maybe
yes.
Millions, maybe billions. We don't know.
And they're tiny. If you ever catch one, I mean, if you caught one, Kevin, you wouldn't be able to hurt it because they're so little and so cute. I mean, they're the size of a quarter.
Well, it's ridiculous.
It's like
the noise. It's like the noise crickets make. It's not possible that they can make that loud a noise.
And there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, it just.
I would take a shotgun and I would just start blowing the trees away. You'd buy yourself 20 minutes of sleep and then they'd bring in the reinforcements. But. You get 20 minutes.
Well, the good news is, and again, go to KevinToMe.com. You can watch this video. The good news is that it starts in February, but they're done. They wind up. They're paired off and gone for the season by 4th of July.
That is not a very successful mating ritual. You know?
They
could all get together in one night if they weren't making that annoying sounds. You know what I mean?
There's usually one poor sucker frog who can't get anyone, and he's there by himself in August. He's just the only guy out there going, hello? Is anyone here? Please, Please help, people. Seriously. I'm tired.
I find it funny. No one help.
It's not funny. I'm really, really tired. I really need your help.
Oh, I get to work from home. Everybody else has to drive to work.
You know what we don't have? Tree frogs.
Yeah.
I can't help but air drum on that song.
I got the rhythm in me.
It is the world-famous K-Rock at 6:55.
Radiohead, also Rise Against, Linkin Park, and yes, The Temper Trap. Coming up on the Kevin DeBean Show, right after the top of the hour, we'll talk to a guy who's been hanging out with cannibals. You don't hear that every day. Coming up on the Kevin DeBean Show. Right now, Ralph's got the showbiz beat on a Friday. What's happening?
Before I get to showbiz news, I've got more passes to give away to the special Kevin and Bean advanced screening of Hannah, the action-adventure film that opens on Friday, April the 8th. If you'd like to see it before anybody else, on Thursday, April the 7th, I've got two pairs of passes to give away. Theater at the Arclight Theater in Hollywood for a very special advanced screening. 1-800-520-1067. Thriller stars Saoirse Ronan is the name of the girl who plays Hannah in that film.
She scares me already.
She's a scary broad.
Yeah.
Eric Bana as her dad. Cate Blanchett is the villain of the piece. Looks awesome. So if you want to check it out, call right now. 1-800-520-1067. Betty White is getting another TV show.
Oh, for God, stop ringing the bell.
NBC has announced 12 half-hour episodes of Betty White's Off Their Rockers. It will feature senior citizens playing pranks on unsuspecting younger people.
Oh, come on.
Oh, you old people and your wacky pranks.
First of all, let me take back the...
How dare you? Betty's so hot.
Yeah. Yeah, is her 15 minutes almost up again?
Hey, empty my colostomy bag, would you please? It's chocolate pudding!
I don't think it's appropriate to give Betty White her 15 minutes of fame when she's been famous for 60 years, Kevin.
I'm saying that's a long-ass 15 minutes. Isn't it over?
It's 15 minutes of life that she's got left.
Yeah, perhaps.
Don't waste our time with the elderly. They're dying.
Yes.
I suspect they're going to film all of these like over one weekend to make sure none of their cast members die before the show goes on the air.
Who thought this was a good idea?
I don't know.
What's
wrong, NBC? What happened?
Why doesn't Betty White just lay down? I don't mean die. I just mean enjoy your retirement. Take some time off. You don't need 20 TV shows on the air.
With or without Betty White, this idea of a hidden camera show featuring a band of senior citizens go around pranking younger people is just wrong-headed.
It is right out of 1976, isn't it?
It's candid camera.
Yeah. But not as good. Yeah.
All right. Let's get some good TV news, shall we? Announced yesterday, creator Matt Weiner and AMC have finally come to terms, and Mad Men is back on track.
Great. Fantastic.
And when you say back on track, you mean for 2012.
Right. Don't get me wrong. We still won't see new episodes this summer as we were supposed to. We're going to have to wait another 6 months.
All right.
But at least we're going to get season number 5 and season number 6, according to this deal, with the potential for season number 7.
Wow.
Although, given the contentious nature of the relationship between these two parties, I would be surprised if that happened. Seemed like we barely hammered this deal out. I told you before what AMC wanted. They wanted him to lose 2 regular cast members so they could save money on salaries.
Right.
Cut out a couple minutes of each episode so they could add more commercials.
Right.
And a few other concessions. Well, they came to an agreement where they will be cutting a little time off each episode.
Okay.
For commercials. However, yeah, the longer, fuller versions of the episodes will be available video on demand DVD. So if you want to see the full versions, you can, but the aired versions will be a little bit shorter to allow more commercial space. But more importantly, Matt has fought for and won the rights to keep his entire cast.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
So no one will be losing any money.
I saw giant rock, paper, scissors contest.
You know the guys who are like the lower end of the staff over there at the advertising firm? Like, oh, God, they're going to cut the TV division or something. I know my character's going away. So good news.
I was thinking about this yesterday, Ralph, because like you, I'm obsessed with Mad Men and want it to be on forever. But why couldn't they just make the show, air the show, make it as long as Weiner wants it to be, and just have it be an hour and 6 minutes or something? You know, and just add the commercials that way. Just have the show run over the top of the hour.
But then how would AMC fit in their reruns of 1976 King Kong?
You know what I mean.
Whatever they're showing.
Yeah.
Look, I don't know.
I mean, that looks like that's a solution where they can put more commercials in it, and he can still run all the footage that he wants from the program. I don't know. Just
wow.
I hadn't heard anyone suggest that.
When Bean's running Hollywood.
You know? You won't be able to find any TV shows because they'll all be an hour and 7 minutes or 21 minutes. It'll be madness. Chaos.
I have to tape from 7:03 to 8:13.
You're talking about anarchy, Bean, and I won't stand for it.
All you do is hit record on your DVR. It doesn't even matter how long it is or what time it's on.
But then what happens? The other show starts on the hour, and then I got 3 minutes left over from Mad Men, and now I got two other shows I want to record. It becomes madness. Cats and dogs laying down together. Well, Bean, well.
So they worked it out.
I'm just saying.
That's what I'm saying.
But they worked it out without Bean's idea.
Yes, they did.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthdays, singer Susan Boyle. She is 50 years old today. Oh, I'd like to break me off a piece of that. Little Britain's Got Talent. You know, I bet she's got talent.
Bet she does.
In between the sheets. This thing on?
Yeah.
She looks like she's never had a boyfriend, doesn't she?
I believe she never has.
Yeah.
She sure has some cats, though.
Yeah, she does.
Crazy cat lady.
She's 50 years old. Method Man, rapper and actor, is 40 years old today. Sam Huntington from Superman Returns and Jungle to Jungle is 29. And Annette O'Toole, speaking of Superman, she was the mom on Smallville. Still is. Till the season's up, the final season this year.
And she's married to Michael McKean, right?
She is married to comedy legend Michael McKean of Spinal Tap, yes. And also was Nick Nolte's girlfriend in 48 Hours. Remember the movie with Eddie Murphy and Nick Nolte? She was in that. She's been in a ton of movies.
I don't even know what that is.
I love that scene. Like, tell me about your girlfriend, Jack. She got big old boobies.
Shut up, convict.
She's 59 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the Shoebiz Beat. What?
Huh?
Shoebiz Beat.
Yeah. Eating with Cannibals is the name of the show airing this Sunday night at 9 on the National Geographic Channel. This does look fascinating. We are happy to welcome Piers Gibbon to the show. He's an explorer, author, television host, correspondent. Piers, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. How are you?
I'm very well. Thank you very much indeed.
Thanks for joining us. I did not realize that you had written a book about endangered peoples of the world. I am fascinated with this topic. There are still people out there who have basically been untouched by human first world civilization, right?
Yes, it's increasingly less of them out there, but yeah, there's still a few who are hiding out, and you got to wish them luck, really, and stay hidden would be my advice.
Yeah, but they seem to be happy, don't they? I don't know the ones that you've talked to, but they seem to be content and okay without the upgrades that everyone else needs.
Yes, you have to say when coming back to civilization, I really appreciate everything that civilization has brought
me
and the food and the easy lifestyle. But yes, after a month out with the Biami tribe in Papua New Guinea and hearing about their culture and how they live there, yes, there is a certain amount of a lot of respect and a certain amount of envy. They do seem very relaxed out there.
All right, tell us about cannibalism.
Well,
and
that's the one thing they're not relaxed about.
Oh, is that right?
Very alarming to live in that society. They told me this is something they do not do anymore in that village where I was talking.
Okay.
But it's certainly something that's happened in the very recent past. They were very happy to look me in the eye and say, I have eaten human meat.
Right. So they said no, but then you said, is anyone alive that did? And all of a sudden, pretty much the whole tribe is
like...
A lot of hands went up. I would not be surprised. I spoke to the missionaries who know and love the Biami and have worked with them for 40 years now, and I asked them the same question, does it still go on? And their answer was, they paused, they raised an eyebrow and said, well, the last official case was yada yada, but, you know, it is something I would not be surprised to find out if it was going on tomorrow.
Did you do the follow-up question is how long ago did someone eat a person? Because it could have been yesterday, you know, the day before.
No, the people I was speaking to, for them, it was in the past. And they were very clear that they know the outside world disapproves of it.
Sure.
But they were also, they were very keen for us to, you know, for me to understand why it makes sense in their culture. And there's two things going on. One is that it's a hungry place to live. The jungle is difficult to get protein out there. That's one thing. Secondly, for them, in their belief system, someone always is responsible for illness. And they want to know who caused the illness in our village. And they'll find out through contacting the spirit world who that magic man was. And once they know who the magic man was, they will want to kill him and eat him.
That's got to be so scary for the whole town. It's like,
yeah, it's like a witch hunt.
It's a witch hunt, yeah.
Am I going to be the one that gets found out and then they're going to eat me? And then...
Exactly. exactly.
Why, they run for cover?
It's terrifying, isn't it? It's
wow.
That whole notion that the guy I spoke to, his name is Titikawa, and he's the song leader. And that's how they find out who is the magic man. They will have a sing-sing ceremony, they call it, overnight. And he will contact his spirit guide in the spirit world, and the spirit guide will whisper the name of the guilty party
wow.
in his ear. He'll then sing that name out, and if that's your name, you better start running.
What if it's been that guy every time, and he just deflects it and says somebody else's name?
Well, exactly.
No, seriously, it's you.
Exactly, and it's really, you know, that to me was something I couldn't get my head around. The idea of living in a society where one man has the power of life and death and edibility over everyone
yeah.
in the surrounding area, that is a scary place to live.
We're talking about the show Eating with Cannibals. It looks fascinating on the National Geographic Channel. It airs this Sunday night at 9. Piers Gibbon is on the phone with us right now, and this is a clip that shows you a little bit of what you're going to get if you tune in Sunday night. Check this out.
Have you eaten human meat?
Is there any difference between the taste of a man and a woman? Did anyone ever eat a white man? Okay, so you've never seen a white man, so you didn't have the opportunity of eating a white man. That's fair enough.
Yeah, did you then start backing away?
Yes. Well, I was oddly offended, to be honest.
Well, look, if you've had dark meat your whole life, you want to try white meat, right?
Right, quality. I'm, you know, corn-fed, raised and bred.
But were they licking their lips when they said that? We haven't ever seen a white...
Absolutely not. They were very hospitable and very generous people, and they were sharing their precious, you know, pig with me. And this was precious protein, and they shared it so generously with me. I'm very grateful. But it was alarming to think that the way they cooked that pig, that was how they used to cook human meat.
Yeah. And Piers, it's so fascinating to me. I mean, obviously the cannibalism is the hook. I mean, let's be honest. That's what caught our attention and why we wanted to talk to you today. But I'm equally fascinated with you're walking in there and they've never seen a white man before. And presumably they've never seen a camera crew before. They've never seen your iPhone before. I mean, you had a lot of stuff that they just must have marveled at.
Yes, and that was very interesting how they responded to us. I mean, for initially, they were very wary, and understandably so. If they walked into my hometown, I think it would take a while for us to
sure.
get to know each other.
Sure.
But they were so friendly and hospitable, and I think the key was that they saw, oh, these guys, they're just people. Also, I was very happy to make a fool of myself and joke around and play with the kids and entertain them and, you know, play my little musical instrument just to
yeah.
show I'm a human, you can laugh at me, and, hey, I've babysat your kids for
you were doing that so they wouldn't eat you, weren't you?
Well, a little bit. I was performing to the best of my ability. I'm sure they found me funny rather than tasty. Yeah.
Well, right. the truth is, humans have more in common than they do differences, and I think that's what you were trying to show them. All right, let me ask you this, Piers. And again, I apologize, we're getting off the cannibal topic, but how long did the people live in this tribe in New Guinea without any kind of modern medicine? What's the average life expectancy, if you know?
Well, this is the thing. They're also, the size of the people, you'll notice it makes me look quite tall and chunky, and in fact, I'm tiny. So, you know, it's not a long lifespan, and there were some pretty obvious skin complaints, skin diseases that you could see, and the main man himself, the witch doctor, the shaman Titikawa, he was very ill by the time we left. He has, I think, recovered now, so good luck to him. But it's a difficult environment to stay healthy and well fed in.
Yeah, but the upside is no Jersey Shore.
They got to do something.
You imagine them watching that going, what?
It's also a beautiful part of the world. I mean, the rainforest, the jungle is a stunning place to live and so peaceful, and it has riches and wonders out there for you to find. So there are great things about
living. It's peaceful
there.
Until people start eyeing you like dinner. How far away from civilization are they? A mile?
Well, they are. The furthest we went was to a village called Negadai, and that's where the final scene and many of the final interviews are shot, and that is a day's walk away from another village called Mugulu. And Mugulu has a tiny little airstrip where missionaries have built the, you know, cut the trees down and built a little airstrip. So they were basically, the missionaries been working with them now for 40 years. And
wow.
So there is a bit of contact there, and it's getting harder and harder to find someone who hasn't seen a white man.
And they don't have any interest in leaving and going and seeing what's out there. Do they?
Well, they do.
They do.
And they find all of our shiny things, you know, very fascinating, and they want to know more about us. And I really hope that, you know, I hope that the exchange was a mutual one. I answered all their questions as well and explained what life was like back in the West. And, you know, one of the saddest things is seeing, like, a petrochemical logo, you know, not where they were, but on the way into the rainforest, you start seeing little bits of modern life creeping in, and that's a worry.
Yeah.
You know, I really hope
yeah.
they can defend themselves against the encroachment of loggers and
sure,
people wanting
yeah.
the natural gas.
Last question for you, Pearson. You've been very generous with your time. We appreciate it. Is this an ongoing series? Are you do you regularly appear on Nat Geo?
Well, the Nat Geo very kindly, the last expedition week was a search for the Amazon head shrinkers, and this expedition week starts with Eating with Cannibals on Sunday night. So I'm hoping Nat Geo will, they're working with me on a series looking at traditional medicine around the world. So we'll tell you about that next year.
Fantastic.
This Sunday, 9 o'clock, National Geographic Channel. It is called Eating with Cannibals with our guest Piers Gibbon. Hey, man, have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Our little friend Steve-O joins us next hour right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. It's not as much fun now that he's sober and we know he's going to be here. Remember the thrill that we used to get not knowing whether he was going to show up or not?
You can make money those days. You could play a wager on when or if.
I'm happy.
All kinds of action.
I'm happy to not make money on that.
He's so reliable now. Anyway, Steve-O is coming up right now. Since it's Friday on the Kevin and Bean Show, that means it's time for the movie.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Lots of movies and Cineplexes this weekend for you to check out. Some really
good.
Really good.
All right.
Yeah. Some you've seen before. Some you probably wouldn't want to see.
Okay.
Let's start with the ones you may have seen before. The King's Speech is being re-released this weekend in a PG-13 version as opposed to the R version. It means you won't see King George say fudge. Actually, that's probably what he will say now.
Yeah,
they've dropped all the F-bombs, so now 13-year-olds can go see it. Because, you know, 13-year-olds are dying to see a story about the King of England during the Nazi Blitzkrieg,
who has a
speech impediment. Yeah, they've been dying to see it, and now they can finally get it.
They've been sneaking in record numbers.
They sure have. If you haven't seen it, you might just want to wait until it comes out on DVD. See the real version? I think this is kind of silly, because the fact that he cursed was very germane to the plot. He could only really not stutter when he had a forceful thought in his head, and when he cursed, he could speak clearly, but he stuttered during other parts of his speech, and that was sort of key to helping him find his way.
They should have hardly gratuitous.
Yes.
They should have just let him curse all the time. He would have been fine. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Would have made for some interesting radio addresses to the people of Britain during the Blitz.
Hey, my effing subjects.
Also opening this weekend, Hop, just in time for Easter. The animated film about the Easter Bunny's teenage son, E.B., who is supposed to take over the family business, but what he really wants to be is a drummer in a rock and roll band. So he goes to Hollywood to pursue his dreams.
Wait, are you making this up?
Nope.
All right.
And he finds Fred, played by James Marsden, who helps him fulfill his dreams of becoming a rock and roll drummer.
Okay.
Instead of delivering eggs to the kids on Easter.
What a disappointment to his dad.
Exactly. So probably the evil little chick who wants to take over will probably take over Easter.
Sure.
You don't want that. You don't want an Easter chick. Russell Brand is the voice of E.B. By the way, he's a bunny who poops jelly beans. That's all you need to know about Hop.
Look, that's pretty good.
That's what I'm saying. I want a bunny that poops jelly beans.
But do you want to see a movie where that happens?
Lisa would eat it no matter what the bunny poops, actually. Jelly beans or whatever. Oh, look at this licorice. Here's a scene from the film where Russell Brand's character, E.B., is pleading with James Marsden's character, Fred, to help him out.
Ha, you're not getting me. I mean, I'm really special.
What are you doing?
See?
Jelly beans?
Mm-hmm.
So you talk and you poop candy. Would you do it in someone else's life?
No, you're right. It's not your concern. And in 2 weeks, maybe you can explain to the children of the world why they didn't get their Easter baskets.
Easter?
Oh, yes, Fred. I'm the Easter Bunny.
Hop in.
E.B., Easter Bunny!
I can't even believe that's something that's real.
Oh, you have no heart. You have no heart. You have no soul, sir.
This looks adorable.
If you have kids.
Yes.
Yeah.
Also opening this weekend, Insidious. Insidious! Insidious!
I don't think that's the same.
This is a Duran Duran song.
I don't think
so. That was Notorious.
Oh, I'm sorry. This is about Rose Byrne and Patrick Wilson, who have a young boy who is possessed by evil spirits. Oh, kids scare me in movies. This is no different. Here's a scene from Insidious where Rose Byrne, who plays the little boy's mom, is learning something very disturbing about her boy.
I want you to know this is what I believe, and it may contradict a previous medical diagnosis, but you called me here, and I'm taking that as an acceptance of my readings. Yes?
Go on.
Your son isn't in a coma. His physical body is here, but his spiritual body is not. And the reason these disturbances, they followed you to a new home, is because it's not the house that's haunted.
Ah.
It's your son.
Ah.
Guys, it's okay. It's okay. It's just
not
a movie.
Okay.
Not
okay.
It's just a movie. It's okay.
It
not
isn't.
Real.
Yeah, that's a scary concept.
Love it.
Just in time for Easter, Insidious comes
Love
out.
Love it.
Yeah. Also opening this weekend in limited release is Super. If you're a superhero fan like I am, and you're a Rainn Wilson fan like I am, this is the movie for you. It's a dark comedy about Rainn Wilson, who plays a bit of a geek, a bit of a loser, whose beautiful wife falls under the influence of a drug dealer, leaves her husband for this drug dealer, played by Kevin Bacon. So the guy decides to transform himself into a superhero, the Crimson Bolt, and becomes pretty much a vigilante, a violent, sort of disturbed vigilante who really blurs the line in between good and evil in terms of being a superhero.
So this isn't a straight comedy. It's
no,
kind of a dark...
And it's not a comic book movie. It's about a guy who puts on a costume to sort of act out his vengeance fantasies, and things get very dark and very disturbed. But it's also some humor in it as well. James Gunn's the director. Liv Tyler, Kevin Bacon, Rainn Wilson, and Ellen Page star in the film. Ellen Page sort of becomes Rainn Wilson's superhero sidekick. She's got her own issues.
Love it.
That she takes out on the criminals of this town that they live in. Here's a little scene where Ellen Page is a little too excited about taking on evil.
We did it! We totally beat evil!
You're not supposed to kill him!
Oh, and then he'd never be a car again, would he? A brand new Jetta, Frank. Melissa loved that car.
Don't say that.
What, Frank?
Don't stop saying. Ow! Oh.
Really keyed your friend's car?
Yeah, pretty sure it was him.
Killed a guy for keying somebody's car.
Wow.
She's a little overboard. She's a little out of control.
A little too excited.
And lastly, Source Code opens up this weekend. Jake Gyllenhaal, Vera Farmiga, Michelle Monaghan. Action thriller about a soldier who wakes up in the body of an old unknown man on a train and realizes it's his mission to stop a bomber from blowing up a commuter train in Chicago. Here's a scene where Jake Gyllenhaal playing Captain Coulter Stevens. That's a movie name.
Captain Coulter Stevens.
Coulter Stevens. Here's his mission.
We have information that downtown Chicago is the next target.
And they're planning to detonate a dirty bomb.
We have to stop it before it happens. Do you understand?
If you find the bomber, his second attack, the real attack, we think, can be prevented.
On the upper deck of the next carriage, there's a conductor's compartment.
It's a small office containing a strong box. Inside is a loaded handgun. Get to it. You are authorized to use whatever force necessary.
Awesome. Okay. All right. Science fiction thriller. Getting great reviews, by the way. The source.
Yeah.
It is the best reviewed studio film of the year so far.
Wow.
Yeah. So people are really digging it. So you may want to check it out this weekend. If you're looking for an action film, looking for a dark comedy, Super, I think, would be your choice. And, of course, if you got kids, you might want to hop on over to your local theater.
No, you didn't.
And see Hop! Am I driving that home well enough?
Yeah.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's Ralph Garman's Movie Beat.
Steve-O, next hour on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, we've got one more chance for you to win fancy schmancy tickets for Kevin and Bean's April Foolishness tomorrow night at the Gibson Amphitheater. Here's the email that we got. Calling all muggles, the International Quidditch Association is hosting a Western Cup, a real-life Quidditch tournament in Southern California this weekend. There's
That's
an International
awesome.
Quidditch Association?
That is awesome.
11 college teams, over 120 broom riding players from all over the West Coast will be competing simultaneously. You can go to internationalquidditch.org for information about that. And I think, Kevin, you saw a taped TV piece where they interview people who participate in the Quidditch tournaments, right?
All players have to have a broom between their legs at all times, which they hold with one hand.
We have seekers who chase the Snitch, which is the gold object in Harry Potter. For us, it's a cross-country runner wearing all yellow.
I'm a chaser, and so I take the quaffle and I try to throw it through the hoop.
I'm the keeper. The keeper's job is basically to stop the chasers, the enemy chasers, from throwing the ball through my own hoops.
This is a Nimbus 2000. It's the freshest model out of the market today.
Booms up!
When I step on the field, there's a rush of emotions that go through me. It's just a roller coaster.
For me, childhood dream coming true. I think that's what it is for a lot of people.
I'm very proud of my son. That's why we sent him to college, to play Quidditch.
Know that when you put this broom between your legs, you are flying, and you are playing Quidditch.
Wow, I didn't know we had that technology yet. That's awesome.
That's awesome. Well, we wanted to find out more about it, so we welcome to the show Harrison Hommel. And by the way, Ralph is in studio with us, so you know this isn't one of his wacky voices in the other room. Harrison is a real dude. He is the organizer of the Quidditch tournament. Hey, Harrison, welcome to the show.
Hi, guys.
Stop it.
No!
I'm not going to do that.
Harrison, I think Quidditch sounds awesome to play. I just want to know, how do you get the brooms to fly?
It's magic.
Oh, great. So you guys are magic.
Yeah, and I'd actually, if you guys want to come out to watch, I can show you how in person.
I would love to, but I've got a lot of stuff to do this weekend.
How do you make the brooms fly, and can you really play Quidditch if you don't have flying brooms?
We play a version that we've adapted to meet our less than magical needs.
So the brooms don't fly?
No, the brooms don't fly.
And there's no snitch that flies around either?
No, there's no snitch that flies around.
Yeah.
Well, for the snitch, you use, is that a little gold ball that flies? What is it?
It's a person.
It's a guy in a yellow T-shirt.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And yeah, this is becoming less and less Quidditch as we talk about it.
All right. So he runs?
Yes.
He just tries to not get caught?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's called tag. It's called tag, Harrison.
So it gets so they're pretty much allowed to do whatever they want to do.
All right, so let's say that the seeker then catches the snitch. How does he get him? What does he do?
It's sort of like flag football. They have something on their back that they can grab off.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. But we already have flag football, right? We don't need Quidditch, which is exactly like flag football, right?
Except that it also combines sort of elements of lacrosse and rugby and soccer and has a lot. It brings a lot of stuff together.
Yeah, you know what it doesn't have is Quidditch. It's got a lot of different sports involved in it, but none of them are Quidditch.
How did this happen? How did you get to the point where this is something that you were doing with 1 minute of your free weekend time?
It started in 2005, and it's sort of grown and spread across the country. There's probably more than 200 teams that are playing actively at colleges across the country.
But seriously?
I'm completely serious.
There's 200 teams.
How can there be that many people in college who are not getting laid?
I think it has to do with Harry Potter. It's sort of brought everybody in our generation. It's sort of something that everybody can identify
Look,
with.
Look, the AV clubs are decimated at these schools, by the way.
I love Harry Potter. I love the books. I haven't read them. I love the movies. I'm not going to play Quidditch because neither are you, so that's kind of...
You got that in common.
That kind of takes it exciting for me.
Here's what I'm thinking, Harrison. Look, I understand there are lots of kids who get fake lightsabers because they love Star Wars and they want to have lightsaber battles with their friends. I understand. I get that. It's fun to be a little kid and imagine that you're actually Luke Skywalker. I totally get that. How old are you?
I'm 21.
Then you're 21.
You can legally drink. You have no excuse.
Maybe that's why he plays Quidditch.
If this were little kids and it were 7-year-olds running around in Harry Potter costumes, I would go, this sounds like a blast. I've got no problems. Ralph, I think you'd agree. You had no problems with kids and their imagination out there playing a game, right?
No, not at all.
Yeah, 6-year-olds.
But you're in college. Harry, do something with your life. Come on.
It's surprisingly athletic. It's sort of something that you just have to see, and you start to get it.
It's been a while.
Absolutely ridiculous, but it's definitely a lot of fun.
It's been a while since I was in college. But when did binge drinking and drugs and promiscuity fall out of favor? I don't understand. when did all this time free up?
I feel like you can do both.
You can't.
What school do you go to, Harrison?
I go to UCLA.
Okay, now you should be going to USC and having sex on a frat house. That's what you should be doing on the roof of a frat house like they're doing over there. That's what you ought to be doing with your time instead of running around with a wacky T-shirt on all weekend.
They're doing that at UCLA as well.
Both UCLA and USC are coming to the tournament.
What's happening?
Do you have cute little uniforms?
Yes, there are cute little uniforms.
Oh, that's great.
Do you get a crowd? I mean, is it anybody beyond just the people who play Quidditch that show up for this? Are there spectators for an event like this?
There are spectators for an event like this.
Spectators that aren't related to the competition?
Yes.
Do they bring paintballs?
They don't traditionally.
Huh.
You know, actually, at the World Cup, I think we had something like 20,000 spectators over the 2 days. So
the World Cup of Quidditch? And that includes all countries?
You know, the first international Quidditch game happened, transatlantic. We played Finland.
How'd we do?
They're good this year, Finland.
They always field a good team.
They played some Northeastern teams, and I believe that Harvard for sure beat them. And I know that I believe Middlebury, the school, started it as well.
So you don't know. You have no idea what the outcome was.
I'm actually pretty confident that we were able to beat them. Not a lot of competition in Finland.
Okay, so the World Cup was a couple of schools from the Northeast and Finland?
The World Cup was 45 teams from the U.S. and Canada in New York City, and that was in November.
Yeah. I am sad to say this is bigger than any of us want it to be, and it seems like a real thing. I don't get it, I don't approve of it, but I have to give Harrison some credit for the stones that he's showing staying on the phone this long, because
he's 100% committed, and you have to appreciate that.
There's nothing
that
we can do about
but
that.
But if I'm in a swimming pool with ping pong balls and I call it hockey, it doesn't mean it's hockey, right?
Are you aware it's not Quidditch?
Absolutely Quidditch.
Oh, stop it.
But I mean, that's funny and all, but you're aware it's not.
Because Quidditch doesn't exist, and it can't exist.
Look, you can have your fun, you can pretend, whatever, but just tell us that you have an awareness that it's not the same thing.
You know, when you guys come out and get out on the field this weekend.
Dude, you're way likely to come out before we are. InternationalQuidditch.org, that's the website. If for some reason you want to go check it out, it's happening this weekend, International Quidditch Association. Harrison Hommel, thanks for joining us on the Kevin DeBede Show.
Thank you.
The NCAA tournament happens this weekend. It's Final Four time. We'll talk to our friend Andrew Siciliano with a preview of the action this weekend. Coming up next hour, plus Steve-O joins us after the top of the hour. Now Ralph is here with the showbiz beat. Hey, Ralph.
Oh, so sad.
What's sad?
Well, last night they had to get rid of two American Idol contestants, Kevin. You know it was Double Jeopardy night.
Oh, that really hurt.
Nothing worse. And then we found out that Thea McGee and Naima Adabadabadondo was had to leave.
Who?
Thea McGee and Naima Adedapo.
Okay.
It's a shame because both of those names just roll off the tongue. It's like they're ready to be stars.
I thought this was American Idol.
They're American, Ralph. Come on.
Oh, well, I'd like to see their birth certificates. I think
president
they're from,
American.
From Kenya.
That could be.
Yeah. But Paul McDonald, he survived, so that's good.
I know you're relieved, Kevin.
I am very relieved about that.
He's got that raspy Rod Stewart-y kind of voice.
I don't really watch that show.
What? You
so
don't watch
much.
American Idol?
Not so much.
Are you getting any help from the listeners in your plan to come up with a Pia catchphrase for her like you did for Catherine McPhee? Are they helping you at all, Ralph?
We need to do that on the air.
I've been struggling, and they've been struggling.
We
haven't found the right thing. We'll know when we hit it. It'll just angels will sing, and the heavens will open up, and the bells will ring, and angels will get their wings, or whatever happens.
Well, thank God it's not one of those two, because that would have been impossible to come up with a catchphrase for both.
Yes. For Naima Adedapo or Thea McGee, might have been tough. Last night, I was like, see ya, Thea McGee.
Oh, sweet.
See, that was good for her getting off, but now what? You can only use that once.
Yeah.
Mad Men is back on track. Creator Matt Weiner and AMC have finally come to terms for a two-year, $30 million deal for Matt as the creator and showrunner of Mad Men. He'll be back at work tomorrow.
Wow.
Fantastic.
$30 million for 2 years. That's a pretty good gig.
No kidding.
And I was wondering, unless they slow down the crawl of time on this program, I mean, they can't jump forward another 2 years every time they do a season or something, because pretty soon you're going to see Don Draper with the sideburns and the 70 suits, you know?
I think 1970 will probably end the show. I'm guessing they're saving 1970.
You ever see their last season as being the disco age?
That's what I'm afraid of, the way they keep jumping through time. Because what are they at now, like 65 or something,
65,
maybe?
I think.
Yeah. I think it's 65.
You don't know.
I haven't watched it.
You've watched the first half of the first episode of season one.
And it was pretty good.
It's great.
Yeah. I'm not disagreeing with you.
Well, watch it.
I have no time.
Oh, you have nothing but time.
I'm very busy.
You waste so much of your time.
Oh, how dare you.
First of all, you know how you save some time? Cut out soccer. That'd be an enormous. You
no
know
can
why?
Do.
Because they're like 9 hours and it ends in a tie. Here, I just solved your problem. That's
no
how every
do.
Soccer
Can't
game
do
ends.
Can't do that. The Kings played last night, so I had to watch that.
I have nothing against hockey.
All right.
I mean, you can save some time by cutting soccer out of your life.
All right.
Or just add Quidditch. One of the two.
That's right. Speaking of sports, little gaming news. EA Sports has announced that Madden NFL 12.
Oh, yeah. Tell me.
Making some changes. This is hilarious. In the game, if one of your players gets a concussion.
Oh, no. Come on.
They will no longer be allowed to return to the game. They have to sit out if your player gets a concussion. I guess they don't want any virtual players.
Do they know it's a game?
Any serious brain damage. But it used to be if your player got a concussion, he could come back in to the game. But now he's going to be out of the game if he gets a concussion.
That's so stupid.
Hey, it's realistic. It's real life, man.
I wonder how the Madden franchise will do now without the constant reminder of John Madden on your TV every week.
It's been gone
a couple of seasons.
Yeah. I think the game now is the institution, and Madden, the sportscaster, that is meaningless.
Yeah. Right.
Madden, you know, has become a game like, you know, it's a brand name, like Xbox.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And more of good TV news. Cinemax has announced they are doing a TV series based on the Transporter films.
That's right. With Jason Statham is a Transporter.
Luke Besson is going to be bringing that to TV. No word yet on who will be playing the lead role, but...
I could see that.
I think it'd be, yeah, I think it'd be great.
A lot of drama in that.
Did you watch the season... finale of Human Target. You watch Human Target towards the end?
Yes.
Great show.
Fantastic.
Not Love nearly it. Enough people are watching it. I know it's not doing well in the ratings. It may not come back, but great, great series ending. And good stuff.
Really great.
But I think Transporter could be a show like that, where you see a guy just kicking ass and taking names and fighting the good fight. Take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Actress Annette O'Toole is 59 years old today. Singer Susan Boyle celebrates her 50th birthday. Sam Huntington from Superman Returns and Jungle to Jungle, new movie Dylan Dog coming out this spring. He is 29 years old. Matt Lanter of 90210 is 28 years old. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Do you have a big Steve-O intro or no?
It's on you, man. It's on you. Make it big.
Hey, Steve-O, what's going on, man?
Yeah, dude.
That's not much of an intro.
I thought we had the recorded thing that we were going to play. Yeah, that's what I was pausing for.
It's all good. I don't need to hear that rap song anymore.
Steve-O is here for so many reasons, and of course, we'll be hanging out with him tomorrow night at the sold-out Gibson Amphitheater, Universal City Walk, along with Jimmy Kimmel and Patton Oswalt and Ray Romano and Jim Jefferies, Bill Burr, Doug Benson, the Axis of Awesome, and we'll give you a chance to win those tickets coming up an hour from right now here on The Kevin Bean Show. How you been, Steve-O? How's the comedy?
It's going great, man. It's really, really great. I had a little hiccup at customs in Canada.
Yeah, let's talk about that hiccup.
I had no idea that I had a warrant out for my arrest.
How many times has Steve-O said that in his life, do you bet?
But you know, and I've been in and out of Canada without incident plenty of times since 2003. So I'm trying to think, like, what made this visit
this was
different.
The time
what made it different
what and, happened tell us what happened
well you see I, like what happened yeah. is that the, on this last visit I was hosting guest hosting the morning news show to promote my comedy club
right.
gigs, and they asked me, hey, have you ever been to Calgary before? And I said, yeah, I was here in 2003. You know, we kind of cut the show short. We fled from the venue. We were running from cops because we were kind of responsible for beating this guy up.
Wait. You said all that to the guy?
I said it on the news.
I can guess. I'm going to guess how this one turned out differently.
But that's it. That, I think I kind of flagged myself a little bit. But,
a little bit.
Yeah, but the thing about it was that the whole incident started when a guy got on stage and... I didn't even see him coming. I was busy doing my show. The guy just came up to me on stage during my own show and literally just started swinging, punching me in the head like two or three times.
Right.
And he got promptly kind of pounced on and beaten up a little bit. And that was all there really was to it, you know? Like, definitely my...
Once cut to Steve-O's trying to get into Canada.
I got in.
Okay.
And my shows were great.
Okay.
And it was on the way out.
Oh, I see.
Okay, so how does that work, Steve-O? Because believe it or not, none of us have ever been arrested at the border. So you're standing in line to what? Get on a plane or what? And just an officer comes up and taps you on the shoulder? How does it happen?
Okay, when you're leaving Canada, generally you clear customs on the Canadian side.
Right.
So it's just like being on a domestic flight once you land here.
Okay.
So I fill out my immigration card. I'm going through customs. I hand it to the guy with my passport. He looks at it and says, so what kind of work were you doing here? I said, I was performing in a comedy club. How many shows? You know, I did 5 shows.
Tell me a joke.
And he says, okay, come with me. And he didn't say anything. He just led me into this little waiting room. And
still, you didn't think anything was wrong?
I couldn't imagine what it was, right. You know? And he had me sit in this little waiting room. And kind of playing Angry Birds on my iPhone.
Right.
And then three cops come in, and I realize, you know, they take me to another room, and they say, put your belongings in here. I said, what's this all about? And they said, you're under arrest for an outstanding warrant.
Wow.
Dude. You know, really crazy to be clean and sober, getting arrested, sitting in a jail cell. And, you know, the way I look at it, honestly, and if it sounds like cheesy, whatever, it's an opportunity for me to clear away the wreckage of the past.
Well, I guess
you know?
So, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I had this resolve, and so I'm taking care of it, and that's what we do. We grow up, and we take care of our things.
Is it possible that during your using days that happened a lot, and you still have 5 or 6 surprises coming down the road?
You know, it's amazing. Like, with the way that I used to carry on, that there's not more issues
that you're aware
there's
of
probably
is what I'm
like,
saying.
Then nothing. I don't think that there are any more warrants right. that I'm not aware of. But certainly,
Steve-O,
there's. I'm sure there's a lot of just stuff that I,
sure.
you know, did.
And a lot of Steve-O Juniors out there too. By the way, that'd be awesome if you met a kid and it was named Steve-O Junior. But this is what must have been weird. I bet for most of your adult life, when the police came and pulled you out of line in an airport, you thought, oh, my God, I'm holding drugs. I'm really in trouble now. You knew that you had nothing on you. You knew
right.
that you were clean and you hadn't done anything. That must have been so confusing to you as you were
right.
sitting there playing Angry Birds.
Yeah. What I guessed was that they were going to, like, be asking, like, expecting maybe that I had, like, I'd been paid and I was carrying more than $10,000 in currency.
Which is the limit, right?
Right. But, you know, even on the immigration card, it says that, you know, you can't carry, like, cash
right.
or a personal check. It was, a check to my loan-out company that I had. So I wasn't breaking any law whatsoever, man.
You have to do what I do, which is when I'm confronted with the cops, I start going through the Rolodex, like, what did I do?
Right.
It's not an issue of this is a mistake on their part.
Right.
It's an issue of
what's coming back
to haunt me now.
I didn't know. I didn't know. And like I said, man, I'm going to take care of it and feel a lot better at the end of the day.
Now, TMZ says that you had to pay. They put you in jail for a brief time
right.
until you posted bond, and you had to
they
come up with 10...
for 12 hours.
Oh, my God. And you had to pay $10,000 cash, right, to get out of there.
You're right, yeah. I put it on a credit card, yeah.
Is Canadian jail? It's just super simple.
It's it was a concrete cell with a metal bench, like
okay.
no like bed with a pillow or anything, and trying to sleep. And everyone coming through, I saw these people coming through, and they were all just so drunk and covered in blood. And I just thought, man, you know, like this is like a real reminder of why I need to like be careful about maintaining my sobriety.
Did they recognize you?
Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, Steve-O, this is awesome.
Yeah.
Wow. What happens when you go back to court in May? What's gonna?
I'm reasonably sure that I don't have to be there. That that a lawyer will.
Would you like me to be your lawyer?
I got it. Yeah.
Right.
A lawyer will go on my behalf, and I imagine that they'll reach some kind of agreement. And once they've done that, then I'll need to go back to sign off on it.
Gotcha.
Well, I have one more trip.
As producer Alex said when you walked in, imagine the terror that went through our heads when we saw the headline, Steve-O arrested in Canada, and we started counting the days in our head, how long till April Fool's? Oh, come on, don't be in jail,
thing.
Steve-O.
The very first thing I told the cops was, man, I got a charity event on in 6 days.
How'd that work out for you? Did that help?
They said that they would put that in. That,
really?
That it makes it important, you know. I'm trying to help people.
How about
right,
that?
Right.
Breast cancer
now,
awareness over here.
You've been doing comedy for a couple of years now, and I know that you're getting better at it and your show's getting tighter and more fun every time you go out there. We've heard nothing but rave reviews from the listeners that have gone to see your show.
Right
We're so
on,
psyched
man.
About tomorrow. What's the biggest crowd you've done comedy on stage for
the biggest,
so far?
Man, for
I'm not talking about I'm not talking about the jackass stunts
for
and stuff.
Stand-up comedy.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done more than 400 people.
All right.
Oh,
6,000.
So 6,000 tomorrow night. That's going to be a new experience for
you. I know.
You.
It's going to be great, man.
Are you going to show us the trick that will get you free drinks for life?
Is
that part of it? Because I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, I could, but I've only got 15 minutes.
Well, we'll give you more time.
All right, cool. Then you got it. I wouldn't need more than a couple extra minutes.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
I have to see it.
Brilliant.
I can't wait. I'm
you
so
got
excited.
It, man. You got it.
All right.
Now, like, I'm used to doing longer sets, so So I was trying to figure out, okay, with 15 minutes, like what do I leave out? What do I put in? And, you know, it's such a big deal. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, man. Like,
We're happy to have you.
I went to the LA Improv on Wednesday, and I said, okay, give me a 15-minute set. You know, put on the light at this certain time. And I felt like I was trying to pack too much into it. So last night I went up at the Ice House in Pasadena, and I was like, okay, that works. And I had them burn me a DVD, so I'm going to watch that over.
And learn your own act.
Right.
No,
well, you
but
know, just
trying
to figure
to
it
out. It down so that it works.
Yeah, that's
is
what
difficult.
Comics do, man. And,
absolutely.
And tonight,
yeah.
Tonight I'm going to be at the Laugh Factory.
Okay.
So I'll just be like so wow. ready. It's going to be a home run derby for me.
All right.
I can't wait.
Our little boy is growing up here, Kevin.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
I'm so excited.
All right. Steve-O is here. We got to talk about Jackass 3.5. Today is a huge day if you're a Jackass fan like we are. And we will explain what it's going on right after this with Steve-O and the Kevin and Bean. You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. By the way, looking ahead toward next week, our friend Dr. Drew will be here talking about his new show on Headline News. The real Gary Busey in our studio on Monday. Dave Grohl stops by next week, along with the director of the documentary of Foo Fighters movie called Back and Forth. Zooey Deschanel on the show next week. Eric Bana, Kevin Smith, Adam Carolla. I mean, come on, right? Come on.
Yeah.
But that's not to say that Steve-O isn't the best guest we've ever had.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve-O.
Right?
Steve-O, I was thinking about you the other day because our friend Psycho Mike, your dear friend Psycho
right.
Mike, just got eliminated from Dancing with the Stars. So he's going around doing all the press and everything. I think he was on Jimmy Kimmel's show, and Jimmy asked Lacey Schwimmer, his partner, was Mike the worst dancer you've ever had?
I saw that.
You saw, you were watching.
Yeah,
and
I was
of course,
watching.
Of course, she said, oh, no,
Steve-O,
I love him. I love him, but he was the worst dancer I've ever seen in my life. Did that hurt you, or were you down with that?
My knee-jerk reaction was to feel a little wounded, but it didn't. That didn't last.
Well, you certainly made it further in the show than he did.
Yeah,
I'll tell you
so
that.
You know, like I remember getting the call from Mike saying that he was going to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I thought, wow, that's kind of a funny pick. But what great news for Mike! You know,
yeah,
I just thought, like, I
thought
there's nothing, there's no way that you come off looking bad. It's, you know, people don't know Mike, so now they know him.
Right,
the
right.
Guy's so good looking. And you know, I told him. I said, Mike, you're playing with the house's money. Have a great time.
Right.
And the way that he handled the interview on Kimmel and
I think so too.
Everywhere else, just saying, you know, look, I'm a bad dancer and I'm not a star. It's called Dancing with the Stars. You know, like right there, I don't think anybody's mad at him.
Yeah.
Like,
and
I think
you're right. You can't look bad on that show because if you go on and you suck, well, you're not good at dancing, and who cares
right.
whether
right.
you're good at dancing or not, right?
Absolutely. It was great for him. It was great. And I love Mike so much.
Did you feel that your Jackass fans came out to support you on Dancing with the Stars? Is that how you were able to stay on as long as you did?
Big time. Yeah, I lasted for 6 weeks. And other than Steve Wozniak, I was by far the worst dancer of the bunch. And, you know, and just judging from, if you look at where I was at in my life at that time, I'd been, you know, downward spiral Steve-O and out of the picture for a whole year. I was still living in a halfway house.
You were newly sober, though.
Yeah, okay. I celebrated 1 year of sobriety the day after my season premiered.
Okay,
and but still, man, that's super new, and I didn't know if I could continue pursuing a career in entertainment. I was so unsure of myself. It was just so awkward.
You didn't know about the Jackass guys or anything.
I didn't
right?
know. I didn't know anything.
Right.
It was a really uncomfortable time, and for all I had been through, I got to say that having that many. Like fans calling up and voting for me, showing that kind of support, really put some wind in my sails, man. And it was something that I feel really good about.
That's awesome. Speaking of Jackass and speaking of your fans, it's a huge day today, and I'm a little bit confused because Jackass is such a strong franchise.
Why
I can't
is it
believe
on Juiced?
Yes, why is it on Juiced.com?
No
this
idea.
Jackass 3.5, why is it not in theaters like the good Lord intended?
Well, you know, this is a DVD of leftovers.
Don't care.
After
it should still be in the movie theaters.
You know, there's some great stuff in it, man. And my more macho bits are all in 3.5. I really like the crazier stuff I did, I think, is in 3.5. Yeah, it's on juiced.com. I don't know.
Yeah, and if we go to Juiced and we watch 3.5, is that some of the stuff that's on the DVD of Jackass 3 that's out now?
No, it'll be entirely separate. It'll be entirely separate. We shoot like two movies worth of stuff, and the best stuff goes in theaters, and then the 0.5 release is The Leftovers.
Joost is spelled the J-O-O-S-T.
J-O-O-S-T. Yeah,
it's you're making it hard to find.
For those of you who aren't familiar with
Joost. Right.
Well, I'm sure you link it from Jackass World, too. I'm sure people can just go there. All right, I hesitate to even ask. I have to ask about the rocket-powered trip to Uranus with Bam Margera. What's going on there?
What's ever going on with Bam Margera?
If you can't say it on the radio, I guess I'll just have to watch it. That's one of the new pieces.
When he's not getting in fights with old ladies, he's getting rockets up his butt.
I think Knoxville, speaking of Jimmy Kimmel, Knoxville was on Kimmel the other night and told the story of the horse semen in the in the sunscreen that he thought was going to be a gag on somebody else. It ended up he found out a gag on him. You knew about that? Everybody knew that he was...
I was not privy to that one.
He was just lathering it on himself every day.
Knoxville said that it was sunscreen.
Uh-huh.
It wasn't sunscreen. It was his beauty cream.
His moisturizer? Really?
Yeah, he's trying to call it sunscreen. It was his Kiehl's moisturizer.
That's so funny. Yeah, he said he was going to put it in somebody else's sunscreen, but then he did say it was in his own.
I mean, maybe it was sunscreen.
It wasn't.
It's his beauty cream.
But the idea...
I use that stuff, too. Once you start using beauty cream, you never go back.
Is that right?
Yeah.
But he wasn't using beauty cream. Now, does he have to stick with what he was using? Because that's a bad mixture.
He made the point himself. His skin has never looked better. Okay, I got to tell you guys how hilarious this is, and how bummed I am that I chose this past week to get arrested, because Affleck is looking for a new voice. And
because of Gilbert Gottfried,
right?
Yes.
And they called me in to audition for it, and I just had to say it in one word: Affleck.
That's perfect. That would be so bizarre if you got that gig.
I was born for that.
Yeah. But then do you think...
I don't know. I don't know if misbehavior from 8 years ago, even when I wasn't the person who started the fight.
But Gilbert Gottfried tweeted about the Japanese and the tsunami, and it was crazy bad.
I saw that, too.
And they do most of their business in Japan, so... That's the way it works. So hopefully it won't be the same with you. I can't wait to see these commercials if you're the voice. That'd be so great.
Pretty great.
That's awesome. Well, good luck. Good luck with that, Steve-O.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. If you want to see Jackass 3-5, and of course you do, it's at Joost, JOOST.com. And of course, keep up with the boys at JackassWorld.com. And Steve-O is going to be joining us tomorrow night for April Foolishness with Jimmy Kimmel. And of course, Cleto and the Cletones from the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show, the best house band on TV, Patton Oswalt, Ray Romano, Jim Jefferies, Bill Burr, Doug Benson, and the Axis of Awesome. We're going to have so much fun tomorrow night, Steve.
I can't
wait to see
you. And thank you guys so, so very much for the opportunity.
You don't have to thank us, man. We're happy to have you.
Cool, man. Cool.
See you tomorrow. Thanks.
We will see you there. Yeah.
Hey, party people, thanks a lot for listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. Our friend Andrew Siciliano is on the phone right now. Andrew, I got to tell you, I never used to watch this Final Score show on Fox Sports, but I've really been enjoying it since you took over, dude.
Why, thank you.
You do a nice job on there with your ears and all.
Thank you.
I knew that his first thank you was waiting for the other punch, which Bean always comes with.
How dare you? Look, I know we wanted to have you on to talk about the Final Four, and we do, but I have to ask you about a couple things first real quick. I didn't follow up to get the details on something you tweeted last night. Was there a somewhat naked woman running around at the Lakers-Dallas game? What happened there?
All right. I was at the anchor desk, so I did not see it. What I've been able to piece together is that during one of the fourth quarter altercations, skirmishes, or I believe as Sarah Palin called them last week,
skirmishes,
that a naked woman, and I'm told all she was wearing was a bra.
All right.
Yeah, ran down the aisle behind the Mavericks bench, and I guess tried to push her way onto the Mavericks bench. She was tackled by security, who probably liked their job a little bit better that night, and threw a jacket over her and removed her before she got to the Mavericks bench, because the last thing you need is a half-naked NBA player being thrown onto a half-naked woman being thrown onto an NBA player's bench.
Yeah. I would like to see that happen to the Mavericks, though, and then they'd have to put her in. I don't know what the rules are, but...
Why do you wear just a bra? Is it because it hurts your boobs to run if you don't have one on?
I've never worn one, so I'm the wrong one.
Why are you asking Andrew that?
Lisa,
I think it depends on what body part you're more proud of.
She was more proud
of the bottom half.
All right. All right. And the other thing I wanted to ask you before we talk college basketball is, look, I love baseball as much as any guy in this country. And one of the things that makes baseball great are these rivalries that have existed for, you know, for decades and decades that people get by. But how can a-holes do what they did at Dodger Stadium yesterday, where they beat the hell out of that Giants fan? And from every indication I've read, Andrew, just for being a Giants fan, didn't sound like there was much of an altercation before that.
Well, you know, I'm reading the story online here, and my favorite part of the story is this, and this is from the KTLA write-up, so there's a million write-ups on this story. It's not clear if drinking was a factor in the attack.
By the way, I can guarantee drinking was a factor.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm all for rivalries. I'm all for whether it's the Lakers against the Celtics. I'm all for SC, UCLA. I'm all for anyone. Yankees, Red Sox, if you want to go back east and throw them into the equation. But stop beating people up in the parking lot. It isn't cool. Matter of fact, it's embarrassing.
It embarrasses
the whole damn city. And we get in this argument sometimes because there'll be people that want to call up right now or tweet or whatever and say it's not embarrassing the city. It's just a couple of idiots. And a couple of idiots can't make us all look bad. But guess what? You want to go back on the perceptions reality call card? They do make us all look bad.
A couple of idiots can make you look bad.
Giants fans.
Yeah.
Yeah, it makes Los Angeles look bad. It makes the Dodgers look bad. It's just a lose-lose-lose.
You can
hate
the Giants, and the Giants can hate the Dodgers. You don't have to beat anyone up.
You don't have to beat anybody up, right? Settle it on the field. I think that's what we're saying on the Kevin and Bean Show.
They got the World Series for the first time since they moved out here. It made every Dodger fan angry, with good reason.
Sure.
It stoked the rivalry more, and a bunch of idiots wanted to hire helicopters or planes, and that was funny yesterday, right? Because there were fans that did the same thing for the Dodgers.
Yeah, of course, right.
Giants banners over the park. There were Dodger banners over the park.
It's that all was good until somebody loses an eye.
Exactly.
That's what my mom said. Yeah,
exactly. All right, let's move on to the top story of the day, which, of course, is March Madness happening this weekend. I won't say nobody. There were two out of the 6 million ESPN brackets that called this Final Four. But tomorrow's big day, Butler versus VCU, two teams most people have never heard of. And then the night game is UConn versus Kentucky. How do you like what we're going to see tomorrow, Andrew?
I like the fact that these people that took VCU even at 90-1 when they made the Sweet 16 could get rich.
Oh, yeah. 90-1 is a payoff.
90-1, that was just after they won their first three games.
Wow.
So, and it was, allegedly, there's a ticket out there at 5,000-1 from when the tournament began. Allegedly.
Wow. Unbelievable. Allegedly.
So, but either way, it's a great story. I mean, look, Virginia Commonwealth, I grew up in Virginia. Virginia Commonwealth isn't on anyone's radar. I mean, this wouldn't even be like CSUN go to the Final Four.
Yeah, let alone the school, I haven't even heard of the conference.
They're the Colonial Athletic Conference.
Never heard of it.
The fact that Richmond got two schools in, the University of Richmond and Virginia Commonwealth, they're a really likable team. That's what makes this a really good story. Their coach is a cool guy. His name is Shaka Smart. He now has Lady Swoon when he walks in the room. He's 33 years old. He's a relatively unknown assistant a couple of years ago. When he took over this team with Anthony Grant, who's now the coach at Alabama, left VCU, this point guard, Joey Rodriguez, that's doing all these great things, he quit. He said, who's this 5'9 dude coaching the team?
He quit. Wow.
He quit.
Wow, that was a good decision, right?
Yeah, he came back eventually, and now they're in the Final Four. And it's not as if they've beaten bums. I mean, they keep knocking off big teams from big conferences. With Kansas, everyone thought Kansas was going to beat them and get her to the Final Four,
right?
Right,
yeah, right.
If Kansas had beaten VCU, who's an 11 seed, Kansas would have made the Final Four by beating nothing better than an 8 seed.
Wow.
VCU, on the flip side of things, is beating everybody.
That's amazing.
It's so funny, too, to see the people who do the predictions, and every single time Butler plays, it was the same thing, which is, they've had an amazing run.
It's going to end here.
But they're going up against fill-in-the-blank big school. They're not going to win, and then they win. And then same thing with VCU all the way. Now, if a person were to bet on this weekend's games, VCU, Butler.
I take Butler. I'm sorry. I think it comes to an end. You're talking about teams that have been beaten other times. The Butler is the first team to ever beat a 1, a 2, and a 4 to get to the Final Four.
Plus, they got a lot of players who played in the national championship game last year, too.
Sheldon, Matt, so they got that and Matt Howard, most notably. Matt Howard, by the way, has like 10 siblings. His dad's a mailman in some rural town in Indiana. They wanted to raise money to send them all to Houston. The NCAA won't allow it.
Wow.
Oh,
that sucks. All right, UConn, Connecticut, Kentucky. Let's say that somebody were to bet on that. Then what?
There's some big names there.
If someone were to bet on that.
Yes, not me, but someone.
I like UConn, actually.
UConn, all right.
Yeah, I like UConn.
So you're saying Butler, UConn.
Underrated, everyone thinks John Calipari is a slime ball.
Yeah.
And they might be right.
He is.
He lost his entire team. DeMarcus Cousins, Eric Bledsoe with the Clippers, all these guys left. They went to the NBA. He replaced his entire team, the majority of which are freshmen in his starting five.
Wow.
And he's back in the Final Four. That doesn't happen. It's just
That's unbelievable. Absurd. Wow.
So let's say someone were to bet, and then we're out of time, but Butler plays
UConn.
UConn.
I might say UConn if you were to bet.
But I'm not saying me. Someone.
If you'd like to know, VCU is a 2.5-point dog.
Okay.
Kentucky's a 2-point favorite.
Okay.
And right now, Kentucky is a 7-1 favorite to win Monday night.
All right.
Okay. Not that we're encouraging better.
No, it's illegal. Okay. Who would do that?
Hey, all right. Fantastic.
Tell Mike to put his shirt on because I'm flipping around on TMZ and he's walking these two little dogs.
I'm with you.
Yeah, we don't want to see that either. I'm with you. Check out the final score on FSN. Andrew Siciliano, always great to catch up with you, my friend. Thanks for coming on. Have a terrific weekend.
I love you guys.
Thank you, man. Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 5 minutes till 9 o'clock.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on a Friday. We've got one final pair of fancy schmancy tickets to give to you. Ralph, is it okay if we give them away right here before the show, Biz Bean?
You don't have a giveaway here, Ralph?
We're giving them away here?
No. Do you have a giveaway here?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah,
yeah. Okay. Because we want to make sure the lines are clear at 1-800-520-1067. If you would like to win the final pair of tickets for Fancy in the Fancy Schmancy section for Kevin Bean's April Foolishness, we are looking for you right now. If, before you dial, listen closely, if you can do a Ray Romano impression for us. We want to hear your...
I can't do it. Deborah.
We want to hear your impression of the great Ray Romano, who, of course, is one of the comics who's on the bill with us tomorrow night. We want to hear your impression, and then we'll pick the best one, and you will win tickets to join us.
Sounds so dumb.
You have to be on hold for a few minutes. We'll do that right after the top of the hour here on the Kevin Amigo. Now Ralph joins us for the Showbiz Beat.
Lady Lord.
Maybe clean and sober, but she's still having a hard time walking. Have you seen the photos on TMZ?
No, she followed?
Her coming out of a bar in New York. Now, she no longer drinks alcohol. Keep that in mind. But she does just plummet to the earth like she was shot in front of the sniper rifle in front of this bar. It's very entertaining, so you might want to check that out.
I know that I can go to a bar if I'm not drinking.
Why would you go to a bar if you're not drinking?
Well, your friends are there, but...
Well, have your friends come to your place.
I agree. I don't think it's healthy for her, but it seems difficult.
Yeah. Rihanna, talking to Rolling Stone magazine, is revealing a little bit about her saucy side.
Yeah.
You know, she's got that bondage and discipline video that everyone was talking about.
Yeah, you know, they changed the title of the song to Come On instead of S&M. And they also don't say whips and chains. They beep those out now.
Well, whips and chains. You can't use that kind of language.
Yeah.
She says, by the way, she likes to be spanked during sex in the interview with Rolling Stone.
Can't say that either.
And getting tied up is fun.
Nope.
She says.
Wow.
So she's a good time.
She's a goer.
She sure is.
I like it.
Another day, another bad reality show.
Excellent.
This one is called Secret Fortune, where a contestant will have 24 checks of varying amounts made out to him, and then through the course of the game, one by one, they get destroyed, leaving the winner with just one envelope with one check in it. And whatever's in there, you get.
Does he
choose? Wasn't this Deal or No Deal?
Yeah, does he choose like Deal or No Deal? Or
envelope or no envelope? Called. Yeah, I think that's how it works. You choose it, and then through a series of random events, the checks get destroyed, and then whatever you're left with is what you get. You open it up, it's a cashier's check for whatever's in there. Could be a fortune.
Okay.
Now, does the undercover boss give you the money, or the secret does. Millionaire? Which one?
Secret millionaire comes by and gives you an extreme makeover, and then...
So confused.
Yeah. Ryan Reynolds has yet another gig. Guy works a lot.
He does.
Got Green Lantern, of course, coming out this summer. And
That's why he can't keep a wife.
He's just been added to a cast of a new DreamWorks animation film called Turbo.
Turbo.
It's about the voice. It's about a garden snail who dreams of becoming the fastest snail in the world.
What's happening?
What is happening?
What's going on with the
Turbo the snail? Turbo.
The Easter Bunny movie and now talking snails? Yeah, please stop
it's
it.
It's good. It's good. Everyone enjoys it.
I kind of like Turbo.
See?
Just from the absurdity level.
See, he wants to be a fast snail.
Come on now. We all know what it's like to have dreams. I dream what it's like to be able to talk.
Yes.
You know?
Your own little Turbo.
Being the most articulate man on the radio.
Right.
Yeah, that will never happen. And the cast of Glee is lobbying for Adele to make an appearance on their hit show.
Ooh, good call.
Why do they have to lobby?
Well,
you know, she doesn't want to do it, maybe?
Well, they're approaching her. They decided they would love to have her on. Matthew Morrison, the actor who plays Mr. Schuster on that show, says he thinks she's amazing and would love to have her on the show. However, here's the problem. Apparently, she did a cameo in Ugly Betty and is so stage shy, so gun shy about appearing in front of the camera that she vowed she can't act again because it's just too nerve-wracking for her. So they're really going to have to try to convince her to get her on Glee.
Wow.
But maybe she'll be more comfortable singing and doing kind of what she does naturally.
Valium!
That's a good idea. Kevin has conquered that problem. Drugs and alcohol. He never gets nervous anymore.
She's, don't hate me for saying this, she's a very attractive, bigger girl, Adele.
Yes.
Very pretty.
Yeah, maybe, I'd go with that.
Maybe her and Little Precious can square off.
There you go. Yeah.
Do some sumo wrestling.
Have a way off.
Today's celebrity birthdays, Annette O'Toole plays Clark Kent's mom on Smallville. She's also been in a ton of movies and TV shows. She is 59 years old today. Method Man celebrates his 40th birthday. Matt Lanter of 90210 is 28. And Susan Boyle, speaking of singers.
Hot.
She is 50 years old today.
Hot.
I'm sure, Beam will correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe she had the number one selling CD in the world last year.
I think so. I think you're right about that.
Wow, yeah. For the year?
Yeah, how about that?
Wow.
Pretty strong stuff for a 50-year-old cat lady.
This year it's Rebecca Black.
Yeah.
You got that.
She's going to sweep all the awards.
Yep.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Tomorrow night, sold out. Kevin and Bean, April Foolishness at the Gibson Anthony.
Oh, man.
No, it's sold out. I can't. That's too many people.
Jimmy Kimmel, and of course, Cleto with the Cletones from the Jimmy Kimmel Live Show, Patton Oswalt, Jim Jeffries, Bill Burr, Steve-O, Doug Benson, the Axis of Awesome. And of course, you, the great Ray Romano, are going to be there.
A lot of comedians in one place. I can't. There'd be so many neuroses.
Here's what we're doing. We're giving away fancy schmancy tickets. This includes the backstage. That's not your real wife. You understand that. I was just a TV show. This includes
fancy
the backstage
schmancy
parking. It involves the Kevin and Bean get together before the show, the free Kevin and Bean April Foolishness t-shirt. And all we're looking for from you, not you, Ray Romano, but the people on the phone, is your Ray Romano impressions. That's what we want. Can you do Ray? 1-800-520-1067.
All
right.
I don't do it, doing.
You're wrong because everybody does Raymond.
Everybody does Ray.
Hey, I'm Ray Romano.
Everybody does Ray.
Who's that? Hey, that was a woolly mammoth.
Even though he's gay, everybody does a Ray.
Time to give away tickets to April Foolishness.
Okay, that was more Kermit than it was Ray Romano.
I think that's Dave the King of Mexico.
That was the King of Mexico?
Really?
Doing his Ray, yeah.
Wow.
That was
all right. Fantastic.
Let's try our man Don. Let's just take him in order, starting with
Don,
line one. And
I don't even like the name Don. It reminds me of the Godfather.
We're gonna pick the best Ray Romano impression. Let's hear what you got, Don. Good luck.
Hey, Kevin and Ben, it's me, Ray Romano. Hey, I'm not gonna be able to make it this Saturday. I need to take my mom shopping and be home by 6 p.m. for bed. Sorry.
All right, you hold on.
Wow.
Or not.
That was Kermit the Frog.
Are we not putting everyone on hold? We're just going to dump them if they don't have a chance?
Put them on hold. What the hell? Everybody gets a chance today. Jason, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Everybody does Ray. Let's hear yours.
It won't do me any good to win the tickets. It's not like my wife will let me go.
All right.
This is really bizarre because he really does have one of those voices everyone knows, but nobody can do it.
Oh, Kevin, why are you even saying that?
Including Ralph, who does all voices.
That's ridiculous.
All right,
everybody does me.
Let's go to Jenny. Hi, Jenny. I'm sure Jenny will nail it.
I'm going to nail it.
All right, here we go.
Aw, Deborah, don't you just
want to
fool around?
Oh, you sound like Edward G. Robinson.
You are the best. Hold on.
They certainly have the persona, Dal, but the voice is much tougher to do. All right, let's try Dan, line four. Hi, Dan. Welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. Let's hear your Ray.
Hey, Robert, what are you doing? Where's
Deborah!
Tickets!
Oh, why is it so whiny?
All right, Daniel, hold on. Why,
so much whining. I don't even sound like that.
Let's go to Danielle. Hi, Danielle.
Hey, Kennedy.
It's Daniel.
Daniel.
I've got Daniel, yeah.
Yeah, I was hoping it was a girl.
All right, go ahead.
Hey, Kennedy. Oh, no, I'm right here with Charles Barkley playing golf. I got a better swing to Charles Barkley.
All right, him I can hang up on, right?
Yes.
We can just let him go. He's not in the running. Okay.
All right, we got time for maybe one more. How about Adam, line six? Adam, welcome to the Kevin Bean Show. Everybody does Ray. Let's hear it.
Hey, it's me, Ray. Come on now. Everybody says I'm a comedian, but I don't know, man. I'm a little funny. What do you guys think? Come on. I sound like him just a little bit.
Nope. Wow. I'm suggesting we hang up on Adam as well.
That was horrible.
Yeah.
All right. So Don, Jason, Jenny, Dan, and Adam. How do you pick? What do you do with that?
Well, I think we got another call, do we?
Hey, Ray?
Someone else is calling.
Hey, Ray?
Oh, come on, guys.
So you heard that.
Yeah, you know what they say? They say imitation is the highest form of flattery.
Yes.
You guys are proving that way wrong.
Look, you must have encountered exactly what we were talking about, is that everybody thinks they can do your voice as an impression, but it's very difficult to do. I mean, you must have heard this before.
You know what's more disturbing? Not that they can't do my voice, but the things like, the persona, the situation, the things they're saying.
Right.
Like, that's my personality. Holy crap. First of all, am I like that, and do I sound like that?
Yes.
You know what? I swear to God, every time I hear somebody doing a pressure on me, like Kevin James, when we perform together,
yeah,
he doesn't. I look and I go, holy cow, am I that? You know, I get on my wife's case for not sleeping with me.
Right.
I owe her an apology.
You do, yeah.
But you don't know your own voice. You don't know how you sound.
Right, but you see it on your shows, for example.
Yeah, I kind of don't. You know, by now, I'm not even listening to my voice. Then I'm like looking at how I look, and I'm like, and I'm more bothered about that.
What do you think about Ralph's Ray?
That's I gotta say, I hate, as bad as it is, it's the closest there is.
That's the best comment I ever got, Ray. Thank you.
Yeah. It's the least worst of all of them.
This is the real Ray Romano on the phone here on the Kevin Bean Show. He, of course, will be joining us for April Foolishness tomorrow. Now, Ray, we have to give a ticket.
No,
you gotta be there. And by the way, if you want to see the real Ray do his actual stand-up in the full-length show, you want to get on over to Las Vegas. He has shows coming up at the Mirage the weekend of April 15th.
Mirage, and also the weekend of August. Real hotel. It's a vision of a hotel.
Why do you hurt?
Funny. Friday and Saturday night, April 15th and 16th at 10. You can see Ray Romano. Go to the Mirage.com.
Masturbate again.
Oh, that's rough. You don't want to lose that power.
Did you hear any names that of the people who did impressions that you in particular liked?
I guess. Holy cow!
You have to pick one. Gun to your head.
I guess the Jason guy.
Let's go
to Jason line two and tell him the good news.
Jason, you won the tickets, but we want you to respond as Ray.
All right, time to go. Oh, no.
What is that?
That was less like Ray than any of the calls we took.
Oh, my God.
That guy's going to be right up front.
I got to thank God for what I have.
All right, Jason, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow night. Raymond, congratulations. We'll see you tomorrow night. Thanks
all
for
right,
calling, dude.
See you tomorrow, guys.
All right.
You're listening to the Kevin Bean Show on a Friday. This show's almost over.
Yes.
I'm the only thing that stands between you and the weekend.
First, some tasty showbiz.
I might just stretch this one out. Might break
you
into
feel?
Some Broadway news. Maybe talk about some books.
Let's not do that.
Good Broadway news, though.
Oh.
John Mellencamp and Stephen King are working on a Broadway musical together.
Oh, those two seem perfect, right?
Oh.
What a mix.
Two of my least favorite things in one mix. It's called The Ghost Brothers of Darkland County. Oh, I bet it's about ghosts that are brothers.
In Darkland County.
Oh, wherever. They live in a little pink house. You and me. T-Bone Burnett apparently will be the show's musical director. It's going to open at Atlanta April 4th, 2012. And then, if all goes well, head its way to the Great White Way in New York City.
In 2013.
Well, no, maybe later that same year.
All right.
Speaking of Broadway, Brooke Shields is joining the cast of the Broadway musical The Addams Family. Does that seem good to anyone? Can she sing and dance?
She can. I saw her in L.A. doing that. She was pretty good.
There you go.
All right.
I didn't even know there was an Addams Family musical.
Me either.
These are your lead stories, by the way, these two stories of showbiz beat today.
By the way, that's a good point.
Told you, I'm just stretching things
You're
out.
You're 0 for 2.
I'm stretching things out.
Come on, bring the heat. You got some good stuff.
I got plenty of good stuff.
All right, well, bring it.
I got plenty of time.
Bring it!
I got plenty of time.
You plan on making this a 90-minute report?
Yeah, I do, indeed.
Hey, speaking of that, is there a podcast? Is there a Ralph Garman podcast this week?
No. Taking the week off because Kevin Smith...
Because of foolishness.
Kevin Smith is on tour with Red State. He's still hawking that around the country, and we have April Foolishness this weekend, so I will be there Saturday night instead of... cracking wise with Mr. Smith up there at Universal City Walk.
Okay.
But the following week, we do Friday night.
From 7:05 to 7:20.
No, Friday night we're doing Hollywood Babylon at the John Lovitz Comedy Theater at City Walk.
Right.
At 10 p.m. And then Saturday night will be the Los Angeles premiere of Red State. With the Q&A with the entire cast for the first time ever all together in one place since we shot the film. At the Wiltern Theater here in Los Angeles.
All right.
And next week, I'll be giving away a pair of tickets a day to attend that, if you'd like to see the new film Red State by Kevin Smith.
So you'll see that movie. You talk about these premieres, you give away the tickets like 2-3 days before it opens. This is 4 months before this movie opens. You get to see it, right?
That's right, yeah. It doesn't open until October, really.
Oh, my God.
Theaters even everywhere, so.
It's pretty cool. It's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. Justin Bieber, speaking of pretty cool. He has got a movie role lined up. Oh, this is going to be great. Forget about what I said about John Mellencamp and Stephen King working together. Justin Bieber will play a teenaged Ashton Kutcher.
Oh, my God, you're such a girl.
In a film called What Would Kenny Do? The premise is Ashton gets a chance to go back in time and give advice to his 17-year-old self, played by Justin Bieber. Okay. Oh, wait, it gets better. Also producing the film is Will Smith. And now it's perfect. Oh, I hope Willow's in there whipping her hair.
You know
I
bet all she of is. His family's going to be in there.
Hope Jaden comes by and karate chops some people. Yeah. So Justin Bieber and Ashton Kutcher. The team you've always wanted to see up on the big screen finally coming together.
We have been waiting for that.
Yes, we have.
This is like a bizarro world report today. Is this whole report an April Fool's joke?
No, it's all real. Mad Men is going to be back on television. No more worries, folks. AMC and Mad Men creator Matt Weiner have come together and worked out a negotiated new deal for at least 2 more seasons, 5 and 6 of Mad Men, perhaps a 7th. If all goes well.
It's good. I'm dying to see how it ends.
$30 million for Matt Weiner. Whew, that's a pretty good paycheck.
Wow.
You may remember there was a sticking point in negotiations. AMC wanted, first of all, more product placement in the show. They also wanted him to lose 2 regular cast members so they could save money on salaries and trim a couple minutes off each episode so they could add more commercials. Apparently, Matt gave in on the commercial aspect of it. He's going to trim some time off the show. But he gets to keep all of his cast, which was apparently paramount of importance to him. So that happens. And no word yet on the product placement, but I guess you could work it in pretty easily, being a show about advertising.
Yeah,
right.
Seems simple. Instead of having fictional clients, you could actually say, oh, we got Budweiser. We have to come up with a campaign for the King of Beers, right?
But I do think what I find interesting sometimes on that show, because it's set in such a specific place in time, is when they talk about Pan Am Airlines and whatnot, it kind of takes you know, you kind of imagine how different things were back then with all those brands that no longer exist, too.
Yes. Yes, Bean. You're absolutely right. Hey, Kevin, good news for you.
Yes.
2 classic Bob Dylan movies are being released on Blu-ray this month.
I just don't care.
Legendary documentary Don't Look Back is going to be released on Blu-ray. And Bob Dylan Live at the Newport Folk Festival, 1963 to 1965, will be
available. I don't care about that.
Blu-ray. So you can get all the Bob Dylan you want on Blu-ray, finally. Because Bob's best in high definition, really, when you get to see every every nook and cranny on his face.
I don't care about that.
He was young, man. It's not going to be as painful as you think.
He's horrible. And Lindsay Lohan! She tells us she's sober. That doesn't quite explain the photos we saw this week on the internet of her falling down in front of a bar in New York City.
Come on, I fall down all the time.
That's Who true, but you're usually loaded.
That's not true. Sometimes I'm loaded.
She was leaving one of her favorite watering holes there in New York City, and despite the fact she no longer drinks alcohol, she did take quite the spill, which is embarrassing when you have cameras following you all the time. But what are you going to do?
I think we're all pretty happy that cameras don't follow us around full time.
I couldn't imagine it. I really couldn't. I mean, I know there's a lot to be said for being rich and famous. You get a lot of perks.
Yep.
There's a lot of upside. But the downside is pretty significant.
It's pretty down.
Yeah. And Mike Sorrentino, better known as The Situation. Talk about being rich and famous. It's all upside for him, right? Life and Style magazine got a hold of his contract writer. If he gets hired to show up at your event, if you're making a personal appearance, and you've got Situation on the bill, besides paying him whatever he's getting these days, I don't know, 10 grand, 15 grand an appearance?
That's crazy.
This is his contract writer. These are his demands. He must be greeted at the airport and given a security detail.
A detail?
Yeah.
That's more than one, isn't it?
It is.
That's more than one guard.
He demands 24 cans of Red Bull, 2 bottles of high-end champagne, and half a dozen bottles of Devotion Vodka, which is the vodka that he's a spokesperson for. I believe there are there's a protein in it.
Okay, but wait.
It's the bodybuilder's vodka.
You're saying this is for one night?
Yes.
So 24 Red Bull and 6 bottles of vodka?
Half a dozen bottles of vodka, 2 bottles of high-end champagne, yes.
Must be for his peeps.
And if you're paying him for an appearance, don't expect him to show off his signature abs. He, in the writer, refuses to show off his six-pack at any time during the performance. I use that phrase loosely.
Doesn't he do that all the time when no one wants it?
Constantly. Yes.
He should do his chunk from the roast, from the Donald Trump roast.
Oh, that was huge.
Was met with
really went over.
Dead silence.
My favorite joke of the night was when Marley Matlin said she had a lot in common with The Situation. They had both never heard the sound of laughter. Good for you, Marley.
You gotta think before you get into a situation. That's PBYP, that ain't no PB&J sandwich.
Yeah.
Today's celebrity birthday is Annette O'Toole. She is Ma Kent over there on Smallville, also been in a bunch of TV films and motion pictures. She's 59 years old today. Speaking of Superman, Sam Huntington, who played Jimmy Olsen in the most recent film, Superman Returns, he's 29 years old. Matt Lantern of 90210 is 28. Rachel Maddow, host of a show over there on MSNBC, she's 38 years old. Method Man is 40 years old. And winner of Britain's Got Talent and one of the highest-selling musical artists of last year, Susan Boyle, celebrates her 50th birthday today. Heard Susan's going to go crazy for her birthday. She's going to go out and buy some more cats. Maybe some new batteries. She's 50 years old. I'm Ralph Cromer. I walk the show, Bisbee.
Thank you, Ralph. Join us on Monday morning. We have Gary Busey in studio.
Oh,
yeah, that's what you said last week.
Yeah,
this time,
liar.
Read it. Talking about Celebrity Apprentice, we've got a April Foolishness recap.
Woo-hoo!
And Harvey Levin and Dr. Drew.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Will you embrace my big fat ass?
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And why does this delight the Negro?
Roll another one.
There's the comedian.
Just like the other one.
Listen, guy who hates things he doesn't understand.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Is this the package we want?
And I need another hit.
Welcome, Ice-T.
Hey. Yeah.
Would you consider what we're doing now against a party?
That's far from against a party.
Just a visual paradise.
Amen. Can I get an amen?
That's an amen.
I don't have another cent.
No, I want my bacon. I gotta tell you something. Bacon is good for me.
All right, now I have a boner.
Let's pass it around.
You gay great bitch.
Some good laughs, not enough.
We almost did it, though, didn't we? We almost pulled it off.
No, it wasn't even close.
Yeah, a lot of people said
this was very, very bad.
Not great. Not great.
So you can run and tell that, homeboy.
Thank you for your time, sir.
Thank yourself. Before you go, let me leave you with one thing. You will always regret this, and you will never,
be anything that's worthy of anything.
Fuck you.
This is an environment of welcoming, and you should just get the hell out of here.
Okay, by my watch, it's margarita o'clock.